Yeah, indeed. And again, I just really just think it's not just down to the teachers. We've got to stop giving teachers every single job that parents are supposed to do and they managed in years gone by to do. Roy Ballam, thank you so much. He's Head of Education at British Nutrition Foundation, who carried out this extraordinary poll. Thank you very much to him. Again, I find that makes me more angry than anything we've had in the news in the last week. Thank you so much to all my guests today. Delighted to welcome, well, I say again, say delighted, contractually obliged to welcome John Holmes to the studio.
Hi there.
Hello, love.
Hi there. The gazebo from Friday.
We were on College Green and everyone else had these really boring white tents. We had the black tent. We were looking good.
I think we outperformed everybody else with that gazebo.
It both kept the rain off and absorbed heat from the sunlight in an extraordinary fashion.
By the time I got there to my afternoon show, there was no rain anymore and I was just baking inside that
little sauna tent.
Every time an MP came in, they just sort of looked vaguely sweaty and uncomfortable. And I thought it was probably down to my prowess at interviewing them and grilling them quite hard. Turned out it's because it was just to a hot, sweaty gazebo.
Should be our new tagline. What's happening on your show?
Apparently there's this election and it didn't go according to somebody's plan. I know. So we're going to be sort of talking about that a bit. And the return of Gove, Pokemon Gove, has been caught and brought back into the fold. So a little bit on that and many other things
besides. You've got to love the sense of humour Theresa May does have, though, making him go around the country talking to farmers about why they're losing. They're losing all those EU subsidies. That'll be fun. That's Sir John Holmes coming up after the 1 o'clock news here at Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer. Back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off. Get inspired, join the rebellion and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Stock for Father's Day gift ideas. At B&Q, the Dremel Hobby Tool bundle with McAllister safety glasses and a pair of gloves is just £35. That's a saving of over £16. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Work doesn't end because you're not there. It's always 9 a.m. somewhere. There's always a call to take. And business doesn't sleep even when you do. E-Receptionist lets you step outside the office and balance work with life. With E-Receptionist, calls can be directed to a landline or your mobile. So wherever you are, you're local. And with our unique app, you can dial out from your landline number with your mobile. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Cancel within 30 days to avoid charges.
There's too much pressure in our lives these days. Like making sure your phone doesn't run out of battery. I'm at 3%. So when it comes to selling your car, try webuyanycar.com. Our branch staff are there to make life easy. There's no pressure. You can choose to sell or not to sell. Could someone charge me up quick? To sell your car quickly and easily, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Talk Radio Monday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, state opening of Parliament to be delayed. Borough Market set to open after attack and find out the big name has been added to the Glasgow lineup.
Talk Radio.
The government is going to delay the Queen's speech, which had been due to take place in a week's time. Theresa May is due to meet backbenchers later after the Conservatives failed to win a majority in last week's general election. Labour MP Andy Slaughter has told Talk Radio he doesn't think the Prime Minister will be in position for too much longer.
I would be surprised if she's still there by Christmas, frankly, but that's speculation. I think what we all say is she's so holed below the waterline by this, because the one thing she said she would do, she's done the opposite of, and I don't think anyone can come back from that. But where that leaves us with Brexit is in a very, very weak negotiating position.
It comes as talks are resuming in a bid to get power sharing at Stormont up and running again. Discussions are also taking place into whether the Democratic Unionists will support the Tories at Westminster. There's been a huge drop in the number of nurses from the European Union registering to work in the UK. Figures show a 96% fall in applications from the EU from July last year when compared to this April. The managing director of Borough Market says businesses are getting ready to open in the next few days after a deadly terror attack just over a week ago.
It's going to be midweek this week, so watch out. We will be putting it out. I have to talk to the traders to make sure they're going to be ready. They are the most important people in this decision, so we'll be doing that very soon.
Meanwhile, police investigating the London Bridge attack have made another arrest. A 19-year-old is being questioned following a raid in Barking last night. A 92-year-old man has been jailed for 18 months after being caught trying to meet an 11-year-old girl for sex. Ivor Gifford from South Wales sent messages to two fake online profiles which he thought belonged to the child and another 12-year-old. And Hollywood star Johnny Depp is going to appear at Glastonbury later this month. The actor is going to be guest of honour at a new drive-in film area, while Liam Gallagher is also going to perform on the other stage.
Great. Is Johnny Depp with his band? Or is
no.
It, no,
it's for a film thing. Right. So like I was saying, but at the drive-in area.
Yeah, but I don't know, he might be performing. He likes to play his music, doesn't he,
no,
Johnny
he's going to talk about films and introduce films.
Right. Do we know what films?
I mean, the information is out there, but I didn't bother to write it into my scripts and I can't remember offhand, sorry about that.
I know what I figured. All right then, thank you, Victoria. How are you? Nice to be back in here, isn't it?
Yeah, John.
After Friday's College Green Adventures, although you
Well, I didn't get to go on any adventures.
You were stuck in here, weren't you?
Yeah, on my own.
How was it?
Fine. Actually, it was nicer because I didn't have to talk to you.
Okay. Right, so have you got some weather on that? Okay, go on then. Let's have some weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There it is.
So, wet and windy in the northwest, dry and warm in the southeast, highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria, she's got the news throughout the afternoon. And now, is it Ben? I assume it is. Ben has got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's number one goalkeeper admits his time at the Etihad is up after Pep Guardiola spent a world record £35 million on Edison. Hart adds there's been no offers as yet, though he thinks that's down to the international break rather than an unrealistic price tag on him. Former City teammate Shay Given told Talk Sport he thinks someone will come in sooner rather than later.
I'm sure there must be something going on in the background. I don't know, obviously, what's happening, to be honest, Al, but I mean, I'd be very surprised if he's not in the Premier League next season. You know, probably not a Man City, of course, with the new signing they've had, but, you know, not a top club. I'm struggling for Joe, definitely.
Fly half Dan Biggar says he's not convinced he deserves a place in the British and Irish Lions side for the tests with New Zealand. The Welshman faces a battle for the number 10 shirt with Owen Farrell and Johnny Sexton. He starts in tomorrow's tour match with the Highlanders, which is live and in full over on TalkSport 2. Finally, Sri Lanka are batting first in the final Champions Trophy group match against Pakistan in Cardiff. The winner's likely to play England in the last four, while the loser is out. There's full match commentary over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Ben. Excellent there, Ben, with his pre-recorded sport. Victoria with the not pre-recorded news and weather. And now we bring you a programme. It's a Monday one and it sounds like this.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the money hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week. And then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. We are live from College Green. We're in the Talk Radio gazebo.
There's going to be another election next week.
Europe are struggling.
An expert loser.
You had a little game with me, didn't you?
And what a mistake that turned out to be.
Well, you said it, John.
Strong and stable gazebo. there. The notion of physically standing up.
I'd rather have a good sit.
In the middle of her wedding day.
John, what a night.
Might be off. I spent 18 months defending Jeremy.
I don't think it's a good look.
We did have an arrangement with the Monster Raving Loony Party.
And even better news, it looks as if we settled Scotland.
The idiots like you getting the... Hello.
A tribute to those we have lost.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then, and good afternoon to you. And welcome to your first Monday afternoon of a new government. No Queen's speech, though, of course, to actually put that in place. That's been delayed. That's the breaking news. That's been delayed, as you were hearing in the news with Victoria there. Queen's got some better things to do, presumably. Turbulent weekend, though, of course, for Theresa May, trying to put a brave face over her more usual sour one. She did that pooled interview over the weekend, of course. This is what she said during that interview.
And I think that's what's important. I think that's what the public would expect. They want to see government providing that certainty and stability.
No, that's not what they want at all. What they want is for you to admit you ballsed it up and to sod off. That's what they want. That's what the people want, Theresa. Jeremy Corbyn, for his part, of course, has spent the weekend saying that Labour are ready to form a government. That's what he's been saying. The question, of course, what with? You've only got 266 MPs when you need 326 of them, so technically not ready to form a government. I mean, where are they expecting the rest of the numbers to come from? Or has Diane Abbott been crunching them? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she told them it'd be fine. I've done the sums, Jeremy, and it's going to be fine. Theresa May now having to strike deals with the DUP, of course, despite their medieval attitude to same-sex marriage and abortion, among other things. Honestly, things are moving so fast in politics at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if later at today's 19:22 committee meeting. What time is the 19:22 committee meeting?
Is it 22 past seven this evening?
It sounds like it is, doesn't it? Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised that if that meeting, Theresa May announces she's forming a coalition with ISIS. I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing would surprise me anymore, if I'm honest. Could at least solve the terrorism issue for a bit, that couldn't it? If she went into... It's all about deals, you see. Theresa gets ISIS to help her push through a hard Brexit. And she agrees they can bring down the West for maybe one day every month or something. Right? Sort of deal in place. Perhaps have Nick Clegg's former seat as a caliphate or something. Right? It's deals within deals in politics, and none of it would surprise me anymore. Certainly not now that Gove is back. I mean, Gove? Pokemon Gove caught and returned to the cabinet. Best news, of course, is that I can do that joke again now. Pokemon Gove, like from, you know, when that was a thing.
Yeah, but Pokemon Go isn't a thing anymore.
Doesn't matter. It still works. Great news for Michael Gove, of course. Everyone else going, what? Really? I mean, you have to be desperate, don't you, if you want Gove. You know, she's thinking, well, how can I solve this? What old names can I dredge up to bring back in to provide this stability which I keep banging on about? Also at the 19:22 committee meeting later. What time is that again, Cornelius?
22 past seven this evening.
I expect her to announce she's going to dig up and reanimate the corpse of Margaret Thatcher. Perhaps bring Enoch Powell back and put him in charge of Brexit. Open the door to John Profumo and give him the defence brief. Maybe give Jeremy Hunt a job, despite his breaching of expenses rules, admitting tax avoidance, passing sensitive information to commercial companies. Oh, no, wait, he's never been out of the cabinet, has he? Jeremy Hunt, he'd probably be Prime Minister by Friday. Anyway, hello then to you. Welcome along. You're watching Newsnight. I'm John Holmes. Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoons, and here is what's on the way today then. Headline hijack is, that's what's on the way today. In this hour, regular listeners will know that we encourage you to make up a news story and put it in the 2pm bulletin. Those lines are resolutely open for you now. Just make something up, the new, make it sound a bit newsy, just a sentence or two. Send it to us. Victoria, using and working this mouth.
This mouth.
That's the mouth she's working. We'll say the news, and one of the stories will be your lie. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll be going through the papers. Today's diversity paper review on the way. Who is today's paper reviewer, by the way, today? Mark's in today. Is it Mark? Mark will be in today reviewing the paper. And his diversity is that he is brown. It's diversity writ large in broadcasting as we invite a different diversity to review the papers each day. Quite right, too. All the day's big stories will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. We'll be bringing you the news in haikus. Work experience punditry today. We get our work experience in here to review stuff. That's how it works. It's like normal punditry, except we don't have to pay them. We tell them it's a leg up into the world of the media. It isn't. That's not what it is at all. Sophie's here, though. She'll be going through the weekend's television. We're going to have the big debate at 3. The big debate. And very drunk people have been canvassed over the weekend for their opinions on the current state of events. It's where we go out over the weekend, and what we do is we give questions pertaining to current affairs to drunk people as they fall out of pubs and clubs and bars. Hear the slurred results later in Alco Vox Pops. There's a double hitter today for you, like an election special. Plus on the programme there will be a game of newly elected MP or lead singer of band. Is it a newly elected MP or the lead singer of a band? We'll be playing that after 3:30 today. Ginger Dave not producing. Ass broadcast is through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yep. Hi, Cass.
What?
How was your weekend? This is just idle office chit-chat now.
You don't actually care, so...
No, I don't. Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi, Marta.
Hola.
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 Hola. Victoria's got the news. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
Hola.
Hola. Hola, Cornelius.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Cerveza, por favor.
Una hamburgos, una hamburguesa con queso and a cerveza, por favor.
I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. So we're going to start, as ever, with some music to get us into today's big story. The clues are all there, but how does it link to today's big topic? See if you can work it out from this.
I'm
madness. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. It's Tears for Fears. It's Mad World. And somehow that links to the big story we will be discussing in some detail very shortly here on Talk Radio. But as ever, it's a little bit of production colour. It enables you to play along at home. A little musical quiz for you. What is the big story? Based on that, Mad World, Tears for Fears. Play along at home just for fun. Cornelius, you've been playing along in the studio. I know you're not having any kind of fun, but how do you think that links to today's big story?
Is it, John?
Yeah.
This bloody mad world that we're living in.
Hey.
I mean, what is going on?
What a mad...
Mad world.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is it that?
No. Well, it's that. Well, sort of. I mean, sort of.
Excellent.
It's no. You're not.
Get a guess.
No, you're not correct. No.
Oh.
I mean, it pertains to it in a way. But have another guess. Just have another. See if you can sort of zoom in on any particular issue with it. Tears for Fears, Mad World.
Fear. Is it something to do with fear?
Project
fear. Fear.
Again, it's not.
No, is it something to do with tears? Is someone getting married because wedding cakes have tears, don't they? Is it sort of that thing? Is it a bit tenuous?
No, it's not. It's not.
Is it the marriage of Theresa May and the DUP?
Ah, no, it isn't. It's what it is. It's the band Tears for Fears had a song, an album called Songs from the Big Chair.
Okay.
Right.
A chair.
What is a chair?
It was something you sit on.
Yeah, but what is it?
It's a chair.
Yeah, but what?
Everyone knows what a chair is. We don't have to say that.
Yeah, but what is it? What category does it fall into?
Furniture.
That's right. And what's another bit of furniture?
A table.
And another bit.
A wardrobe.
Another bit.
A coffee table.
Another bit. It's not a table.
I don't know. Sofa.
No.
Buffet.
What?
The thing you put your feet on.
All right.
That?
No. It's a cabinet.
Chest of drawers.
It's a cabinet.
Oh. Cabinet. Oh, the cabinet's in the news.
Yes, Michael Gove is back in the cabinet. There you go.
Yeah.
There it was easy now when you look at it.
Yeah, I know. It feels silly now.
Yeah, so now we're going to need a guest to talk about the return of Michael Gove. Ask podcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window. Hi, Cass.
Yeah.
Hi.
Right, can we get a guest, please, to talk about...
Cabinets.
Don't get anyone from IKEA or anything like that. It's political cabinet. Michael Gove is back in both the news and the cabinet. He's weirdly environment secretary. So we need to talk to somebody about that. Yes?
Okay.
All right, fine. We'll do it next. There's a guest coming. It's Talk Radio. We'll talk Gove. I'm John Holmes in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This June, if you test drive the Qashqai, Juke or X-Trail, Nissan will give you an extra £650 off. That's up to a massive £2,900 on a Qashqai at only 4.99% APR representative. Yes, Nissan will give you money off, just for test driving our best-selling crossover range. I know it sounds unlikely, but that's what it says here in this script. I haven't read it wrong. I'm a properly trained actor. I've done Shakespeare and telly and hundreds of voiceovers. Search Nissan offers if you don't believe me. Nissan. Innovation that excites. Nissan Finance. 4.99%. 9% APR representative. Offer excludes Vizier grade. Subject to status over 18s. Order and register before the 2nd of July from participating dealers only. T's and C's at nissan.co.uk.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse this June with our Mega Drill Giveaway. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you could be the lucky winner of a Makita drill at every branch every weekday. That's right, at every Selco branch every weekday in June, we're giving away a Makita drill to a lucky customer. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now for a massive range of building materials and your chance to win in our Mega Drill Giveaway. See selcobw.com for terms and conditions.
Selco, it's where the trade go. American Golf's Father's Day deals are on. Hundreds of gifts from just $4.99. A pack of Callaway Super Soft balls, only $19.99. £10 off men's Callaway polo shirts. And £30 off the Garmin Approach S20 GPS watch. In-store or online at americangolf.co.uk.
All by myself. Don't wanna be.
I'm back, Mr. Alexander!
Back? What? Didn't even know you'd gone. Movies are better with two, which is why only comparesamarket.com customers get 2-for-1 cinema tickets with Meerkat Movies.
Qualifying purchase required. Tuesdays or Wednesdays, participating cinemas. Standard tickets only, cheapest ticket free. One membership for 12 months, conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays getting in and out of Newquay, with the A3075 Newquay Road closed in both directions after a two-vehicle accident. Better news in Kingsland for the A149 Hardwick Road. The vehicle fire has been put out near to the Southgate roundabout and the road reopened. The traffic is still very slow moving in the area. The congestion on the northbound M1 through Northamptonshire after a breakdown is 16 for Daventry has gone, but now there's three of the four lanes on the southbound M1 between 24 and 23A closed off because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Gargantuan, megalithic, monumental. Big words for a big deal from Tesco Mobile. On SIM only, we're giving you a colossal 6 GB of data for a minuscule £13.50 a month, plus 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts, down from £18 a month. That's a saving of £54. But hurry, this offer ends on the 25th of June. So visit in-store or online today. Smile, you're on Tesco Mobile.
Savings over 12 months. Standard UK landlines and mobiles include EU roaming. T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. Yes, and I am John Holmes. Let's talk about today's big story then. So, much to many people's surprise, Pokemon Go has been caught and returned to the cabinet, this time as Environment Secretary, which is a bold move given his previous attempts while Education Secretary to try to drop climate change from the Geography National Curriculum, and post-Brexit has argued that wildlife protection regulations be scrapped in favour of building houses on badgers. He also backs fox hunting and wants to break up ice caps so he never runs out of ice cubes for his gin and tonic at the House of Commons subsidised bar. But he is back after some time away. A bit like political chlamydia, some are saying. But he's also got his fans, of course. Boris Johnson has tweeted about the good news over the weekend with a pun involving the word government. But he is back. Theresa May has pulled back the man into her cabinet, once described as looking like a fetus in a jar. But there we go. He's back. And on the line now is Colonel Bob Stewart, Conservative MP for Beckenham. Is that, you're currently on the terraces of the House of Commons, is that right, Colonel Bob?
Yes, and I'm not sitting on the House of Commons, and it's not a subsidised bar. I'm sitting here with five army officers from the Infantry Battle School, and we're discussing the future of our country.
And as I would expect you to be doing, Colonel Bob, and quite right too. So, Michael Gove, were you expecting that, or was it a surprise to you as well that he was brought back in that way?
It was no surprise that Michael Gove is in the cabinet, and I'm delighted because please do not ever think that Michael Gove, never ever judge a book by its cover. He's a really, really good man, decent, grounded, and very clever.
And that's why, presumably, Theresa May has brought him back, because he'd had his punishment, presumably, that was her thinking?
Well, I don't know whether it's punishment, being on the back benches. I've been on the back benches. I don't consider it punishment.
No, but he was kind of ousted in a sort of embarrassing way, wasn't he?
If you want to put it like that. I mean, everyone serves at the whim of the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And the Prime Minister serves at the whim of the Members of Parliament, actually, for that matter.
And then the electorate, for that matter. But in terms of...
the electorate, John, the electorate decide on the Members of Parliament. The Members of Parliament decide... The
Prime Minister is, that's right. And in your opinion, Bob, because it's a question everyone's being asked, of course, at the moment, is she now in it for the long haul, or is her position still a little bit dodgy?
I would think her position is a little bit dodgy, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, we require a government of our country, and that government's got to go on, and the Prime Minister leads the largest party, and the largest party should set the government up, and we need, you know, dare I use the word stability?
Mm.
We need stability, and we need sense, and actually we've got to get on with governing the country. And the three things that really matter to me, and I wish they'd been more prominent in the election, is the security of our country,
yes,
the economy of our country, and Brexit. Mm. And I wish we'd actually concentrated more on those during the general election.
Do you think the reappointment of Gove then, or the bringing back of Gove, is maybe a Brexit bone to the hardliners, or is it more a climate bone to the DUP, given sort of their stance on climate change as well?
Look, I want to tell you about the DUP. I've known the DUP for a very long time. I've served over 3 years in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
And I'm on the Northern Ireland Committee. Everyone's saying the DUP are a bit weird. Well, frankly, I don't agree with that. That they have views that I don't agree with, but yeah, that won't make any difference to it. I know very well they've tried very hard, because I've been on the Northern Ireland Committee, to try and get the best they can for Northern Ireland, and that is what they should do, and I think it can work.
Well, I mean, that's certainly the line at the moment, and it sort of has to work in a way, doesn't it? But some of their, I mean, I'll use your word weird, but some of their policies, their beliefs aren't, I don't know, exactly necessarily in line with modern thinking. I'm thinking gay marriage and abortion, of course. Now, will the Conservatives have to make a bit of a sop to those hardline beliefs of the DUP in order to bring them in?
No, because I don't think those hardline beliefs, as you call them, will actually figure prominently in this parliament. What actually will figure prominent in this parliament is getting a good deal for us to leave the European Union, which, by the way, the Labour Party also accepts we've got to do.
Yes, true.
And actually trying to get our economy sorted out. And crucially, as far as I'm concerned, the security of our country. We've actually got to make it as secure as we can.
Sinn Féin have said today, of course, in their statement, that a DUP-Tory deal won't be good for Northern Ireland. And what would you say to that statement?
Well, to be honest, they have a small point, insofar as it'd be nice if we were more neutral. But the fact of the matter is, everyone in this country and in Northern Ireland wants the Assembly to work, and we've got to get the Assembly going. And we must not, under any circumstance, even suggest or indeed think of a return to the bad old days.
No. And in terms of this, there are reports that the DUP have recommended bringing Farage in to be involved in the negotiations. What are we making of that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know Nigel Farage. He's a friend of mine, actually. Friendship and politics don't necessarily go together, but Nigel Farage is a good man. Mm. To be honest, if Farage can help us get a good deal for everyone, Europe and for our country, I don't have a problem with that. I do actually think Farage has changed politics in this country, and I think he's had an impact. And personally, I'd like to see him in the House of Lords.
Right. Well, you're not the only one calling for that, and that's several people are saying it. And it just while we've got you, just your it's been an interesting weekend for many, many reasons, of course. And what's your thought on the delaying of the Queen's speech now that we've been hearing about as well? Jeremy Corbyn, of course, said he was going to oppose the Queen's speech at whatever, but we now learn of the delay. Is that something we should have expected as well, given the turbulence at the top?
Well, there's huge turbulence at the moment. We haven't even got the ministers in post. We haven't got whips in post. You know, the fact of the matter is the Prime Minister will be talking to backbenchers like myself at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep.
It seems a bit premature to say in 6 days' time we're going to have a Queen's speech. I would fully expect the Queen's speech to slightly reverse some of the rubbish that was in the manifesto, Conservative manifesto, that caused us so much grief.
It was a bit rubbish, wasn't it, Bob? You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Absolute rubbish and absolutely wrong. We should have been actually much more astute about addressing the concerns of the young, and we should also be more astute about not upsetting the elderly. We seem to have hit both ends of the market.
Will you
market,
be?
As
will
it
you be putting that to the Prime Minister though, in terms of saying, look, you know, here's where you went wrong. You, as a backbencher, as you say, she is answerable to you. You're in a position to ask the questions. Can are you going to be saying to her, look, that was a mistake, completely? What the hell were you thinking?
I think actually she's got that message, and I think that message hasn't everyone said that.
Yeah.
I mean, am I not just repeating what people have been said? We ran an appalling campaign. We the Conservatives, got it wrong, and we've been hammered for it. And it's not fair, because I've lost 33 really decent members of Parliament who should not have be out of this place.
All right, listen. Well, congratulations for holding on to your seat, Bob. Hang on to the one at the bar that's not subsidised as well.
It's not subsidised, that's true.
I thought it was, anyway. All right, Colonel Bob Stewart there, putting several myths to bed for us there. Conservative MP for Beckenham there. Friend of Michael Gove, friend of Nigel Farage. He knows everybody, doesn't he? I like Colonel Bob. That's where he is, currently sitting on the terraces of the House of Commons, talking to us on Talk Radio this afternoon. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you today's Headline Hijack, and we'll be going through the papers, of course, with Mark for the Diversity Paper Review. Just after 1:30, though, now, here's Victoria. She's got the news headlines.
Talk Radio.
It's been revealed the Queen's speech has been delayed from its original date of next Monday. The decision suggests that Theresa May is still trying to get the DUP to commit to supporting her minority government. There are questions over what will go in the speech, with several manifesto pledges expected to be watered down or even dropped. But Tory MP Tim Lawton has told Talk Radio there's no plot for a Conservative leadership election.
That will be bad for the country. That will be unsettling for the country at this particularly unsettling time. There is nobody, unless I've been completely missed off the list, who's sort of circling the tea rooms or making calls saying, what about such and such for leader? Boris yesterday made a very, very clear statement to all colleagues that now's the time to rally behind the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister is due to meet Tory backbenchers later. There's been a huge drop in the number of nurses from the EU registering to work in the UK. It's fallen by 96% since the Brexit referendum. The management at Borough Market says businesses are preparing to open midweek. They've been closed since the London Bridge attack just over a week ago. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old who was arrested in a raid in Barking has been questioned on suspicion of preparing terrorist acts. Jeremy Clarkson has revealed he thought Richard Hammond had died after a huge crash while filming the Grand Tour. The presenter says his knees turned to jelly after he realised what had happened. And it's been revealed lots of children don't know where our food comes from. A study's found 1 in 3 think cheese grows on trees, while somebody fish fingers are actually made of chicken, and a fifth of 5 to 7-year-olds thought pasta comes from animals.
What?
Yeah, children don't know where food comes from.
Well, they're idiots then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but fish fingers are made of chicken.
Some think that. A third of them do. No, not a third. That's the third thing. Cheese grows on trees. Sorry. Get my stats mixed up. But yeah.
That is the kids. Right.
That sort of makes sense, because at that age, a large majority of the cheese that you do eat is Baby Bells, and they look like they could be picked off a tree.
And there are such... there are cheese plants...
Quite.
I don't. That is a thing.
Yeah.
But
my 5-year-old insists on sightings of the cheddar bird. She goes, "Look, can you hear that noise?" And I, yeah. She goes, "That's the cheddar bird." And I go, "What's the cheddar bird?" She goes, "The bird, like with the cheddar." So she thinks it comes from birds.
Wow.
They make their nests out of newspaper, by the way. She told me that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Just so we're clear. But she's fine. How old are these children?
Some of them are that age.
Well, that's fine. I don't mind that.
Some of them are older as well, though.
But if they're the sort of children who got the vote this time, I'm not sure.
Maybe don't trust them.
Good thing. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, the weather. Northwest is wet and windy. Yeah. Dry and warmer in the southeast. Highs of 19 degrees. It's more in 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And there's more in 2 hours, because bonus news today is...
animal news!
No, it's definitely not.
Well, I lasted bonus news, which replaced...
news.
Yeah, which replaced mineral news. So
we haven't had a mineral news update for weeks now.
And we know the listener wants that.
Yeah.
Mineral news fix. We have to do animal
news. Isn't
that
in our Ofcom agreement? We have to deliver a certain amount of
mineral news.
Yeah, so we're
no
obliged.
Agreement.
We're obliged.
Even I haven't agreed to do that.
So Victoria's bulletins are shorter. She needs to make the time up with animal, vegetable or mineral news today. Mineral news.
Animal news.
Mineral
news. Animal news.
Mineral.
Animal news.
Mineral news.
Animal news.
Mineral news.
Animal news.
I'm going to have to turn your microphone off.
Please don't.
Mineral news.
Animal news. Animal news!
Headline Hijacks on the way. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Hello, children. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Uncle Paul's got a treat for you on the next Full Set Breakfast. Only the king of the children's entertainers himself, Mr. TV for the under-10s, Johnny Ball, Mr. Think of a Number himself, the man who introduced the nation to basic maths. If only he'd help Diane Abbott. On the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, you can count on us.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, headline hijacker very much on the way. That is where you get to make up a
news story.
And you get to put it in the
news.
2 p.m. bulletin at 2 o'clock. But the lines are open for it now. Here's how to get in touch with yours. 87 treble 2.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like. Text messages cost 25 pence plus a standard network rate.
There to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme, of course. They are, I am led to believe, out at something called lunch, which means they're not necessarily listening to this. Their punishment is swift. It's to be fed a lie when they get back at 2 o'clock, and that's what it is. What's come in, Cornelius? What's come in on the headline hijacks today?
Canterbury's newest MP, Rosie Duffield, according to Sean, has announced that on her first day in Parliament tomorrow, she will put forward a bill calling for Canterbury Cathedral to be knocked down. Mm. The renegade move from the surprise winner has shocked many local residents, some of which are understood to be organising an Occupy protest within the grounds of the cathedral.
The cathedral. Okay. Could Brighton... This has come in from someone. Become the first place to introduce a compulsory veganism law. And now the town, of course, recently elected Green Party co-leader Caroline Lucas, who has said that Brighton could well band together, find anyone, they will hunt down anyone who eats any living organism and hang them up on a meat hook. That's the Green Party policy there, now that she's back in there. Interesting. Cornelius.
Richard Hammond has had his driving licence revoked by the authorities. The DVLA has said that they've decided to nullify the broadcaster's licence on the grounds that he's clearly a terrible driver.
Clearly?
Yes. Okay. Hammond is set to continue on the ground tour as as a backseat driver.
Good. You there bringing the same approach to reading as Richard Hammond brings to road safety. And Darren has been
fractured
on.
Sentence.
Darren has been on. The Electoral Commission have announced today that they're not going to bother packing away the polling booths as another general election.
Oh, is likely, you right there, John?
Is likely to happen.
Oh dear.
In the next couple.
It's embarrassing, isn't it? After what you said about me, and then you go and do that in front of the nation.
We'll do the diversity paper review next. The lines are open for headline hijack, though, for another 20 minutes. 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Looking for a powerful Father's Day gift? At B&Q, the Karcher K2 Basic Pressure Washer Bundle with host starter set, detergent and brush is just £65. That's a saving of £40. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Imagine this. It's time to change your car. Someone offers to buy it. Great, but only if you buy your new car from them. Ugh. Which means you don't have the freedom to shop around for a better deal. Well, that's what happens when you trade your car in. So why not try selling to WeBuyAnyCar.com? Then you'll be a cash buyer, all footloose and fancy-free, off to try and get a better deal on your next car. Imagine that. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
You have one new message. No message left.
Sound familiar? It's not the sound of silence. It's the sound of your customers not being able to get in touch. So take back control with eReceptionist. eReceptionist answers and directs all your calls, ensuring your customers always get an answer and you always get the business. Take a free 30-day trial at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid charges.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change if you're trying to get in and out of Newquay along the A3075 Newquay Road. Both sides are closed off just to the south of Newquay after a two-vehicle accident. There's delays in and around Lichfield with Birmingham Road, the A5127, blocked by a vehicle which has struck a railway bridge. So there's some disruption to cross-city services in the area as well. The M1 South very heavy after early problems, 24 to 23A. And the northbound M1 through West Yorkshire is busy. This is past a broken-down vehicle near Junction 40 for Ossett. I'm Gerina Adams.
Gargantuan, megalithic, monumental. Big words for a big deal from Tesco Mobile. On SIM only, we're giving you a colossal 6 gigabytes of data for a minuscule £13.50 a month, plus 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts, down from £18 a month. That's a saving of £54. But hurry, this offer ends on the 25th of June. So visit in-store or online today. Smile, you're on Tesco Mobile.
Savings over 12 months. Standard UK landlines and mobiles includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply. Visit TescoMobile.com.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, then. Well, what do we know? What do we know? We know that Michael Gove has come back. A desperate act, isn't it? If you're, you know, you've got to be pretty much on the ropes if you're willing to reach out to a Gove and drag him back into the fold. You've got a Theresa May. Now they've delayed the Queen's speech as well. That's happened, of course. We know that. The Sinn Féin this afternoon have issued a statement saying they don't think a DUP-Tory alliance will be good for Northern Ireland. We had Colonel Bob Stewart on from the House of Commons. He was very keen to point out non-subsidised bar to me, sort of suggesting that he agreed with that in part, But the whole thing, I mean, as Theresa May herself is finding, it's all very complicated now, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it, Jill.
Well, I know, and neither can Theresa May, or indeed more or less anybody currently, till it all settles down a bit. But it's all right, because we're here to provide a shining light in that political darkness for you. And as regular listeners will know, we do that by taking the news issues of the day and running them through the gauntlet, as it were, of Japanese poetry. It makes it easy to understand, of course. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. Very simple. It's the news in haikus.
The PM gets in to bed with Arlene Foster. A bit ironic.
The news in haiku, given their stance on same-sex marriages. Right then, Talk Radio afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Hello. How are you? Between 1 and 4 o'clock. And now it's time for the diversity paper review. I don't know why I said it like that. And we go through the papers. Yes, so does everybody on their programmes, but we do it with a different diversity each day, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. And what diversity do you bring to today's table, Mark?
I am brown.
That's right.
Really good.
Which is the name of my autobiography as well.
Excellent work. What, pray tell, newspaper are you going into first?
First of all, I would like to go to an article on page 13 of the Daily Telegraph.
Okay.
The Catalans will get very upset in Barcelona because there is a butcher's shop there.
Yes.
I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. Okay. It's at... I am. just so, because obviously no one we know would want to pull me up on my Catalan pronunciation, yeah. So I'm going to give it a go. Marquet de la Buqueria? No idea.
Oh, we have an expert behind the glass. Cass, was that correct? Yeah, she said yes, that's completely correct. So. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's one of those Spanish food marketplaces, I think.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever been to one. I imagine you have because you've done loads of travelling.
I've been to a Spanish food market in my time. That much is true, yes.
Yeah. And they're basically getting upset because there's too many tourists coming in. There's a butcher's in there.
Yeah.
And the butcher's is owned by a family who've owned it for like generations.
Yeah.
And they're getting upset saying that there's too many tourists coming in and just staring at the meat and not buying anything. And because there's so many tourists looking at the product,
the locals can't get to the
meat. The locals can't get to the meat and it's like stopping trade.
Right.
Apparently... But people who live in Barcelona say their second biggest problem after unemployment is there's too many tourists.
That seems odd. You'd think they could do something about channeling one into the other there.
You think they could, couldn't you? I mean, I've been to Barcelona a few times and they're very
lovely,
hospitable.
You're part of the problem.
People. Yeah. I know, right? But I've always felt that I bring a little bit extra to the city.
Have you been to Barcelona? Have you stared at meat?
Yeah, and I'm staring at fish as well.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're one of those food starers that they talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I am.
But what is the fascination with the Catalan meat? Is it because it, you know, I mean, you've seen it here because if you go to, tapas restaurants and so on, and indeed Spanish butchers, you'll see that the leg of meat, won't you?
Up
on a stand, to all intents and purposes, doing the can-can.
Yeah.
And it does look a bit exotic, doesn't it? And slightly arousing for me. I don't know.
In middle-class circles, that seems to be the height of sophistication, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you've managed to have one of those own...
Can-can legs.
In your kitchen. Yeah. I bought a new kitchen recently, and one of the things you could get, obviously we didn't get it because I'm not posh enough for it, is you can get a hook built into your kitchen to hook your meat on.
No.
Yeah. It's very expensive.
It sounds expensive.
Yeah. But you can get it. I don't know why we need
you
that.
You can get it.
Can. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are they proposing to do about this?
They're just putting signs on the meat. One that says, we are not a tourist attraction.
Do not look at the meat.
Another says, Gaudi, as in the artist.
Yeah.
Gaudi hates you.
Wow.
those are only two... Excited was.
Right.
I think they're also going to put a tax on tourists as well in Barcelona.
Are they?
Yeah, the plan to tax them.
Well, you know what? We've talked about this before, but Marta will agree, of course. Hi, Marta. Marta's Spanish. She works through the glass. Hi, Marta.
Hello.
Hello. I mean, your people hate animals, don't they?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. All of them.
So what they would do is you know, perhaps what they should do is push a donkey off a tower on top of the tourists. In order to get to flatten the
tourists.
Well,
they do that, isn't it? In other parts of Spain, they've got those bulls that chase the tourists, but that doesn't seem to stop them.
So you're suggesting release the bulls through the food market, and once they've chased the tourists out of the way, slaughter the bull, eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. How's that sound, Marta?
That sounds good, but we've tried that before, and we just ran out of animals to kill, so that's not good. Then we had to wait for years to, you know, breed more animals to kill, and that wasn't good.
They're a violent people.
And they tried throwing all the tomatoes at tourists as well.
That didn't work either, did it? No, you're right. Pull yourself together, Marta.
I'll try.
Okay. Good. What else have you got?
This is another food-based story. Can you see a theme?
Yes, can. Is it food?
Fish and chips. Are you a fan of fish and chips?
Well, who isn't?
Exactly, right? And if you're not, you're anti-British. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's part of the test.
Yeah.
Go on.
So they do. Fish and chip shop owner John Haggerston boasts the Britain's largest serving of fish and chips. It involves a 32-ounce haddock and 15 ounces of chips.
Right.
That's huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But why is that in the news?
Just because somebody has found his fish shop in Osset in West Yorkshire
right.
and decided that it needs to be in all the newspapers today.
I mean, you, when you...
Any chippy you go to, you get 50 ounces of chips with a portion anyway.
You get way too much.
Way too many.
That's absolutely true. You ask for chips and the fish, and then sometimes they'll go, oh, do you want an extra bit of fish? You know, that metre-long bit of fish you've given me is perfectly adequate. Well, have a fish cake. I don't want a fish. But they put it in there anyway.
I've never been offered all this free food.
Do you get
food?
Free food?
Wow. Do you ever get a pickled egg or pickled onion?
I am a fan of both of those things, but yeah. I confess I don't get those whenever.
I get the curry sauce.
I don't go to a chip shop that often, but... the curry sauce is good.
Delicious. Yeah.
Mushy peas.
Lumpy.
I love mushy peas.
There you go. Great discussion, everyone. So do you get...
covered that story.
So, yeah. But then again, at the end of the day, they've put that in the paper. Yeah. Man sells big fish and chips. That's news. With everything else going on in the world. What else is there?
The French have had another election. They didn't want to be outdone with our election.
Oh, yeah.
They've just had another one. Yeah, but they had another one, didn't they?
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like we're not really ones to call out people for having elections, are we? Emmanuel Macron, who's their new president, he kind of formed his own party a year ago.
En Marche.
Yeah. And now they're winning.
Well, funny that.
Yeah.
They're predicting the landslide here.
Yeah.
For this.
Which is amazing. I mean, like, UKIP was formed, I don't know, 20 years ago or something like that. And has loads.
Is it that old, UKIP?
Yeah. It's from like the early 90s. Really? Yeah. From tiny pub groups, massive parties grow.
Yeah, and then disappear forever.
And then disappear. But what I was going to say, though, is that UKIP have been trying for like 20 years to try and get someone voted in. They've only done it, I think, two or three times.
Yeah.
And at the moment, they don't have anyone in. So it kind of UKIP, you could argue, was a bit of a phase. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And there's been loads of other people, other parties in British political history like that. But in France, they're having a landslide and someone's coming in straight off the bat, as it were.
Well, it was a case of that moment they got rid of the old politics of France.
Yeah.
And then brought it. It was a case of, right, this really is a new way now.
Yeah.
And people went for it, yeah.
Isn't that a world trend, though? People sort of rejecting the current state of affairs because they're also sick of it. So Trump... They voted in because they didn't want Clinton, who's of the old lot.
Yeah, but a lot of Trump support comes from old Republicans who will never not vote Republican as well.
But Brexit as well, and really last week, people were fed up of a party just trying to take the mick using their politics, like all the Tory old boys, so... I think
that young vote thing's quite interesting, which is what you're suggesting there, I think.
Yeah.
And because it, the people, that the 18 to 25 group that they say voted Corbyn in, essentially, they're getting the credit for it, are, of course, the generation that don't remember the last time there was a proper socialist government, when it was terrible.
They probably don't remember even the last Labour government that was par socialist.
And you sort of go, right, okay, you do remember when we did have nationalised railways, that they were crap. You do recall that. No, I don't, I wasn't born. Oh. Do you remember when, when we were giving power back to the unions and they took our power away in the evenings and we had no electricity? Do you remember that? No. No, because
you're 18. That's fine, because you just charge all your products up during the day.
Yeah, fine, yeah. If that's your answer, then that's fine. But that's part of the issue, isn't it? They don't remember what it was like under
probably. But also, I think it's the election we just had was the first time since I've been able to vote, which was just over 10 years ago, I've literally gone to looked at the two parties and been like, there's massive amounts of water between these two
parties.
Like, offering me two different things that, like, where other times I've gone to vote and it's been like, well, they're trying to both kind of meet in the middle here, aren't they? Which I thought was quite refreshing.
It was refreshing, absolutely. What else is in the papers very quickly?
Do you remember Olympic swimmer Adam Peaty?
He won a
gold or maybe two golds at the last Olympics. He's 22 years old.
What's he done now?
Well, he's the face of Quorn, you know, like the
Quorn has a face.
Yeah. Do you remember it used to be who was it? It used to be Mo Farah, didn't it? But now it's this guy.
Yeah, I was going to say it was Mo Farah.
Yeah, it was Mo Farah, but I don't know. I imagine Mo Farah got two prizes.
Mo Farah was the face of Quorn.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
Can't remember. He used to go for a run with all the kids.
No.
And then they'd run up to this massive ice cream truck.
Full of
that
Quorn.
Instead of selling ice cream, sold Quorn-based snacks.
No
and food.
One. Who would want that?
It's my idea for a nightmare, that. Well, anyway, Adam Peaty,
an ice cream cornet,
has come out saying that even though he is the face of this vegetarian...
Hang on, stop a moment. You didn't give that the... Well, it was deserved. An ice cream cornet.
Great.
Hang on.
Adam Peaty, the face of corn, has come out and said that actually he prefers to eat chicken.
Well, it's interesting you mention all this because, of course, is it World Meat Free Day?
It's World Meat Free Day, John.
World Meat Free. Is that World Meat Free Day?
Head down to your local supermarket. Every meat product is free.
Yeah.
Don't even ask.
Just take it.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. That is a joke. Do not do that.
But we thought we'd do a text in today.
Oh, brilliant.
You see, Mark, because of politics, and it's World Meat Free Day. So, meat free politics. Let me give you an example. Jeremy Corbyn. I mean, I didn't say it would be a good example, did I?
No.
But that is an example. Lentil McCluskey. See?
I like that. I met him on Friday.
I interviewed him.
Yeah, we all met him. He looks like Barry from Watford.
He does a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do on a texter. 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a meat-free political pun.
Have you got one, Cornelius?
Alex Salmond milk.
Mark?
I'm not even going to attempt one.
Okay.
It'll fall apart. So I'm not very good at puns.
The Queen's peach. Fruit. Meat free, innit? Anyway, the lines are open for that throughout the afternoon. You know the number, you know the Twitter, do that thing. Mark, thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks for having me.
And reviewing the papers. Reminders of your diversity.
I am brown.
Thank you. Right then, headline hijack on the way next, a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. But who is today's Victor or Victoria-ess who has made it in there? A news story masquerading as truth coming out of Victoria's mouth very shortly. Cornelius, I need the name.
It's Michael.
Michael. And where is Michael?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Thank you very much, Michael. Stand by for your story. Still to come on this very programme, work experience punditry this afternoon. Sophie, our work experience, will be in reviewing the television for you. A little bit of a welcome break from politics. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. Drunk people have been canvassed over the weekend for their opinions on the week's news. Find out what happened as they slurred their way through their answers. That's Alco Vox Pops. It's what we do on a Monday. It's on the way. And today there will be a game in the last half an hour of the programme of newly elected MP or lead singer of a band. Which is it? All to come on the programme before four. Talk Radio, afternoons, Monday. It's a Monday one. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Lee Reedy. This song's about Oasis drinks.
I'm selling out, singing this song. Your liquid loving stops you feeling wrong. I sold my soul to the marketing team. But the money's good and the Oasis drinks are free. Oasis, it's hashtag precious stuff. Oasis, buy a bottle cause it's just ain't enough.
All Wren kitchens are half price plus an extra 20% off. And get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 8 p.m.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank...
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
So you're kicking around the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just for Men, but all your intel comes from your lovely lady who goes to that dreaded place, the salon.
Then there's the foil and the sitting, the hot dryer, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing, more sitting, more rinsing.
Mate, that's not for you. That's for the ladies. That's why Just for Men is made for men. Getting rid of your grey takes about 5 minutes. Yeah, it's that easy. Now you're not only back to your natural hair colour, you're back at the pub, where you belong. Just for Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
On a Monday afternoon, good afternoon, just after 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, election result delays Parliament. Brexit's put off nurses wanting to work in the UK. And Clarkson thought Hammond had died in a crash.
Talk Radio.
The Queen's speech has had to be delayed as Theresa May tries to form her new government. It was due to take place on Monday, but in a highly unusual move, has been postponed. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is due to meet Tory backbenchers later, with some angry over the way the party saw its majority wiped out in last week's election. Parts of the Conservative manifesto will be pruned away as Theresa May prepares for what's been described as a showdown with them. Co-leader of the Green Party, Caroline Lucas, has little sympathy.
She brought this upon herself. She went to the country not because it was in the national interest, but because she wanted to take advantage of the apparent weakness of the Labour Party at that time to get a bigger majority behind an extreme Brexit. She has absolutely failed to do that, and yet she seems to think she can just simply carry on with business as usual.
It's been revealed since the EU referendum there's been a 96% drop in the number of nurses from the European Union registering to work in the UK. Figures from the Nursing and Midwifery Council reveal a drop from 1,300 applications in July last year to just 43 in April. Police have made another arrest in connection with the London Bridge terror attack. It comes as Borough Market is preparing to open later this week for the first time since 8 people were killed. And Jeremy Clarkson says he thought Richard Hammond had died after he was involved in a serious crash while filming the Grand Tour. Hammond has filmed an apology to his wife and children from his hospital bed and joked that he isn't dead. He's been treated for a fractured knee.
Yes, it's true. I've been dead. Again. Net result being I'm here in a hospital in Switzerland. I'd like to thank all of the medical professionals who got me by air ambulance to this hospital and have dealt with me ever since. I'd like to say thank you as well to James May, who smuggled a bottle of gin in for me last night.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Right.
Wet and windy in the northwest, dry and warmer in the southeast, highs of 19 degrees.
Great!
Why did he apologise to his wife and kids? Were they in the back?
No, because he almost died, and it's not the first time he's had a massive crash and almost died.
Yeah, so I think his wife's just cross about that.
Mm. Oh, right.
So, you know. Anyway,
Are you okay, John?
Fine, thanks.
You seem confused.
Yeah, I just wondered whether we decided on
animal news.
No, it's mineral news.
Animal
a lot
news.
Of people want mineral.
So, yeah, what? And also Denny came in and said it has to be
that's
mineral.
That's a lie.
Our boss Denny, yeah.
That's
a lie. He said there wasn't enough mineral news coverage on this station.
Yeah.
And thus the country was being deprived of its mineral news.
Denny would have to walk past me to get into the studio.
No,
and
it was why you were in the kitchen.
Why do you think I was in the kitchen?
Having a wee.
I don't wee in the kitchen. That's weird.
It's weird.
You're weird.
Good comeback. Here's Ben. Your mum's weird. Here's Ben.
She's not weird. She gets annoyed when you say that.
She listens to this.
Well, okay, yeah, she does listen to this. And weirdly, she likes you more than other presenters.
Oh.
Not me.
Oh.
She likes me more than
you. She likes me more than any of the other presenters.
Yeah.
Great. Now,
I don't know why.
How is Ben with the pre-recorded sport?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England boss Gareth Southgate has confirmed Spurs forward Harry Kane will once again captain the side for tomorrow's friendly in France. The skipper scored an injury time equaliser against Scotland to rescue a point in World Cup qualifying at the weekend. Southgate confirms Kane will wear the armband for a second time, but he doesn't want too much to be read into that.
It's probably a similar scenario to October, where Jordan Henderson captained the team in the first game and was starting the second, so made sense to keep it as it was. That's the same with Harry this time.
France England is live and in full over on Talk Sport tomorrow evening. Lions fly half Dan Biggar will start against the Highlanders tomorrow in Talk Sport 2's live commentary match. But he admits he isn't convinced he deserves a place in the side for the New Zealand tests. The Welshman faces a battle for the number 10 shirt with Owen Farrell and Johnny Sexton. He believes the pair are ahead of him in the pecking order. Finally, Sri Lanka are batting first in Talk Sport 2's Champions Trophy commentary match against Pakistan in Cardiff. The winner's likely to play England in the last four on Wednesday. The loser goes out. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, could you be cooking your roast chicken wrong? New information has shown that microwaving a full chicken is actually the healthiest way to cook it, as it involves no cooking oils. A medium-sized chicken should be done in around 7 minutes when a microwave is on the highest setting.
Thanks very much, Victoria, for the news, and Ben for the pre-recorded sports. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, then, here we go into hour two. Hour two. First of all, quite a lot of people getting in touch with today's meat-free politics texting. Of course, it's World Meat-Free Day today. And there are, you know, politics. So we've combined the two. Alex is straight out of the gate with lentil opic. Lentil opic. Mm-hmm. Jeff, taramasa labour.
That's fish eggs.
It's fish eggs, I know.
So that's okay, is it? I don't know.
You know, I mean, some vegetarians eat the fish, don't they?
Yeah, pescatarians.
Yeah, so, you know. Nigel Fromage, says Sophie there as well. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Martin has said Theresa Mays.
Theresa Mays, that's very good.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also this is coming from Paul, who has said question lime.
Good. So you can get them to us. Anything to do with politics that's meat-free today. Meat-free politics, that's the text at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
On Radio 1 Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag meat-free politics.
Some reactions coming in as well, Cornelius.
Yes, lots coming in. John, I'm so glad Michael Gove is back. That's coming from no one. And CJ says, good news, John. It's only 5 more elections until Christmas.
Thank you very much indeed. Keep them coming in.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
Right, let's talk. Well, there's been a lot of politics going on. So let's
a lot of ticks.
Let's discuss some of it now. Richard Hammond's crash, it's happened, hasn't it? And it's sort of become a weekend metaphor for Theresa May's government, with her managing to clamber out of the wreckage of last Thursday's election, damaged but alive. What does it mean for the very subject for which she told us she was calling the election in the first place? Brexit, of course. Hard Brexit, soft Brexit, chewy Brexit, lumpy Brexit, runny Brexit, rusty water, mostly liquid Brexit. Just exactly what on the Brexit stool chart are we looking at now after she lost her majority? There's no mandate for the Brexit she was banging on about prior to June the 8th, yet the negotiations with Brussels start in a week's time. And exactly what Brexit are we staring down the barrel of? Well, to hopefully shed some light on it for us is the Professor of Politics at Bath University, Professor Charles Lees. Good afternoon, Charles.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. Well, that's the question to you, really. The first one is, Brexit has to change from what she said it was going to be, doesn't it?
I think it does. I mean, essentially, the election result last week was a tactical setback for the Leave camp. And over the weekend, they've tried to prevent that tactical setback becoming a strategic defeat. But in order to sort of save Brexit, they are going to have to modify it, because clearly, having gone to the country with a brief to increase her majority, to have a very strong mandate for her sort of brand of diamond hard Brexit, the country has come back and said that's not what we want.
Yes, precisely. And I wonder now whether that will delay the negotiations. She has said that it will still start in a week, but behind the scenes, and with your experience, Charles, in terms of knowledge about this kind of stuff, there must be so much discussion and deals going on to decide how to start those meetings in a week's time.
Sure. I mean, I would be very surprised that they haven't kind of worked out a number of different scenarios over the last year anyway. So it's not as if they're going to have to tear everything up and start again. But clearly, the negotiating position they did have, which was essentially a very sort of clear position, which it extricated the UK, for good or worse, from the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, and restored control over our borders and laws and money, that's actually essentially being rejected by a majority of the electorate. I mean, the Tories have done quite well, but they've not been able to get over that 50% hurdle, which would have allowed, or of seats, which would have allowed them to say we have a clear majority and a clear mandate. So now they have to come up with some policies, and this is essentially going to be something around the customs union and the single market, which allows them to cobble together a coalition that will get them over the hurdle in Parliament. And that includes, of course, get them past the House of Lords, where there is a structural majority of people who are opposed to Brexit.
Yes, and with people opposed to Brexit in mind, I just want to get your take really on the thought that this surge towards Labour that no one was really expecting came in part from the 18 to 25 year olds, we sort of know that, but as a sort of revenge against Brexit, because they were sort of like taking back control, people have been saying, you know, because most of the Leave voters were the older generation, Remainers were younger, and this was their way of taking a march back on that.
I think you'd have to. It's slightly more complicated than that, because the Labour position on Brexit is slightly more complicated than that, in the sense that it's a kind of Schrödinger's Brexit. You know, it's Brexit and not Brexit at the same time. But if you look at the manifesto, the Labour Party is committed to respecting the outcome of the referendum, which basically means Brexit. At the same time, you know, lots of younger voters voted Labour. And many of them are very opposed to Brexit. But, you know, if it had been just a direct vote against Brexit, that vote would have gone to the Liberal Democrats as well. I mean, there's clearly more going on than just a very clear yes-no on Brexit.
Yeah. What do you make? Because now Gove's back in, staunch Brexiteer, of course. Can we join any dots there? Is that significant that she's brought him back in and he was very much part of that Leave campaign?
Well, it's clever politics. I mean, there's two things going on with Gove. First of all, he's a key Brexiter, which sort of gets him into the tent rather than outside the tent, which means that, you know, you keep your enemies close to you in that sense, in terms of political enemies. But also, Gove and Boris Johnson are not massive sort of friends, you know, because of what happened last year and the sort of stab in the front, if you like, over running for the leadership. So although they're both Brexiteers, they're on a sort of more personal level, they're political enemies, which again sort of slightly divides the Brexit camp and introduces a sort of level of creative tension into her cabinet that may actually protect herself from people coming together and plotting a downfall.
So do you think the Gove thing, and let's talk about that for a moment, because it is interesting, a lot of people are surprised by it, not least he himself, it seems, that he's in there because, you know, we had them down as enemies, she relegated him to the backbenches as a kind of punishment for what happened back then, and she's got him back in, but it's he's a shrewd operator, he knows what he's doing, but do you think that was in her mind, or was that just a decision over the weekend because that makes it look slightly desperate, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, I think it's more the former, you know, that there was something, there's a plan behind it. I mean, you know, I mean, Gove's a clever, he's a clever politician, but, you know, the Tories do have other talent to draw on. If it was just about having the best people in cabinet, he may not have ended up in cabinet. It's very much about what he represents, the tradition of the party he comes from. And by having him in the cabinet, it slightly spikes the guns of some of the Brexiteers who would want to remove sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and what do you make of his position, I mean, as Environment Secretary? Because that's it. Many commentators sort of saying, well, hang on a minute, Gove, you know, isn't exactly a friend of the environmentalists.
Yeah, I mean that looks like that looks almost Trump-like. Actually, it's sort of a counterintuitive nature. I mean, I was looking at some of the European coverage of this morning, and the Germans in particular are completely flummoxed that someone who doesn't believe in the science of man-made climate change would be made environment minister.
Yeah, and also he's got to, of course, now go round all of the farms explaining about EU subsidies.
Absolutely, and while they're going to be taken away.
Yeah. Which is going to make him incredibly popular with the farmers. May's weakness, though, now, in the face of those European leaders, you were just talking about Europe there, and they're all eyes are on us, I suppose. Are they sort of the laughing heads of the EU now? Are they going to take advantage of what's perceived as a weaker government and weaker negotiation stance?
I don't think so. I mean, you've got to understand, most European governments come from consensual political systems rather than adversarial political systems, and the EU is based on the notion of consensus and compromise. I mean, the first thing they want is a reliable, predictable partner to negotiate with, and the level of, for want of a better word, chaos that sort of introduced itself into our political system since the election is not to their liking. They would much rather Theresa May had come out, or anyone had come out, with a workable majority and be able to take decisions that can be relied on to be implemented.
Yeah, all right. Just very quickly, though, in one sort of word, we've heard hard Brexit, we know about soft Brexit. What texture of Brexit would you think we're headed for, Charles?
I think probably it would look hard, but have a bit of a soft centre. But one of the reasons for that, of course, is the alliance with the arrangement with the DUP.
Yeah.
The question of the Irish border and the danger of a hard border having to be introduced as a result of Brexit is something that really worries the DUP. So whatever Brexit deal is eventually cobbled together will have to incorporate that. And that kind of introduces a sort of soft centre to any notion of us being outside of the overall customs union.
So a sort of hard show with a soft centre. It's very much a Ferrero Rocher Brexit. I think that's what we're going to be calling it.
Yeah, that's appropriate.
Thank you. Charles Lees there, Professor of Politics at Bath University, talking us through, who knows what will happen, but that's the best guess anyone's had so far. In the next bit of the programme, well, don't forget, work experience, punditry very much on the way, and we will talk to some drunk people about the week's news, Alco Vox Pops. We'll do it next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
The American Golf trade-in continues. Save, trade, and upgrade your old clubs for brand new ones. Visit for a free valuation today. Terms and conditions apply.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In June, we've got cement mixer hired for only £14 ex-VAT for 7 days, insurance included. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
So, what can you do in your lunch hour? Eat your lunch, obviously. Do a bit of social networking. Text your partner asking what should we have for tea. Or you could sell your car. Yep, selling your car with WeBuyAnyCar.com is so quick, the average drive time to a branch is less than 15 minutes. You could have sold your car before everyone else has made it back to their desks. Quick, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
All Wren kitchens are half price plus an extra 20% off. And get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 8 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's a lane closed on the northbound M1 through West Yorkshire, not causing significant delays, but between junctions 39 and 40 near Ossett, a vehicle's broken down. The southbound M1 is back to normal after earlier problems between junctions 24 and 23A to the north of Leicester. There's an issue getting in and out of Lichfield on the Birmingham Road, the A5127. That's closed in both directions because of a bridge strike. A vehicle struck a bridge. And no change if you're trying to get in and out of Newquay. Both sides of the A3075 Newquay Road are closed by an accident. I'm Gerina Adams.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data on from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and text to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tommy Boyd is a man's name. You'll know it if you like the radio and the sort of radio that Tommy Boyd does. He'll be here today. He's in for James Way. Is he in all week? I think he is.
All week, except for Friday when our good friend George Galloway is back.
The man in the hat, the rude man in the hat is back.
He said on his Twitter that it's no more Mr. Nice Guy on his show as well.
Right, when did that start?
I don't know.
I don't think when that happened. But anyway, Tommy Boyd in all week. And then Ian Lee, following Tommy Boyd from 10, is live from New York all week.
Yes.
As well. Mm. So there's all of that happening. Now, does that mean now Galloway's back? Does that mean we can restart our... because just before the whole election thing happened...
I forgot about this.
Yeah, we rewrote the Gruffalo to tell the story of the Galloway, right? And then we'd like written it out in... you know, in proper Gruffalo verse form and recorded it, the sound effects and everything, right? But we weren't allowed to broadcast it, apart from one episode, one instalment, because an election was called, and of course Galloway was standing, so we weren't allowed to put it because we were in Perda. We were in the point where you have to be balanced, so we couldn't, you know, without turning the Gruffalo poem into a poem about all MPs, which we weren't willing to do. We couldn't do it. But now I assume we can bring it back.
Yeah.
Let's do
How
that.
How about, yeah, we'll repeat chapter one then, this week, and then we'll go on from there.
I think so. Maybe bring that in on Thursday just to herald the return of the Rude Hat Man. Good. Anyway, speaking of people on the streets, there are them, and it happens sometimes, does it not? Where you
more often than not,
yes, find them, don't you? People on the streets, all drunk and that, falling out of pubs and clubs and bars at the weekend. Now, what we do is wait around till they do that, and then we go up to them with microphones and so forth, and ask them questions about the week's news, and let them slur their answers into our recording equipment. Yes, it is time for Alco Vox Pops. Current affairs as analysed by the drunk people. That's it. And here's what happened when we went out on the streets this weekend. Can I just, excuse me, by the way, can I just ask you some questions for the radio, please? Here's the first one. Why is Theresa May still Prime Minister?
She's too stubborn to step down.
She's the Prime Minister because of how First Past the Post has, reallocated itself, and because...
She's a lizard.
Why? Because she's f***ing arrogant. She's literally the most arrogant f***ing politician on earth. She f***ed everything up. She didn't learn anything from David Cameron being arrogant with the Brexit f***ing vote. And now she's gone in and done her own bloody one as well. I mean, I'm going around and so you literally...
And a bit less dramatic, but I think the silent majority won again, basically. Like, they don't talk about it, but they'll come out and vote for her.
She is a... who knows her men.
Just, I think people love the fact that she runs through fields of wheat, maybe. Maybe the country folk are voting for her because of that reason.
Yeah. Fetishes
of wheat.
Pretty much by, she f***ed it, though. Like, she was meant to get more chairs in Parliament and she gave more to Labour, so she's just failed. She's failed.
Strong and stable.
Strong and stable furniture.
She's a lizard.
Because she made an alliance with Northern Irish terrorists.
Excuse me, could I throw a question out of my mouth at you, please? It's a news-related question. What should Paul Nuttall do now?
Get the drinks in.
Crawl into a grave.
Strong and stable.
Be someone's spin doctor and write all somebody's lies for their website.
Win the World Cup again.
Leave the country.
Not his UKIP.
Nothing. I don't know what his job was before, but hopefully no one will ever employ him again.
Not his UKIPs.
Now he's stepped down. Probably go to America, KKK is probably recruiting, I imagine.
You should get out of politics. Outright.
Work at Burger King, I suppose.
In his hands and clap.
Just find a nice bloke and settle down and raise a family or something.
He should find himself. I went to Bali and I literally, it was sick.
Jeremy Corbyn surprised us. Surprise us.
Yeah, I voted Labour for the first time ever, so he's got 12 inches.
I used to be a woman.
He deserves to be Prime Minister.
Peanuts are legumes, not nuts.
Surprise.
If you were here,
I just did the most amazing magic trick, but you won't need to see it, so you'll never know whether it happened.
Leopards don't like wearing short shorts.
In Australia, it's customary to drink a beer out of a shoe.
It's a strong and stable government.
I can put my fist in my mouth. That might surprise
but
you.
But yet you'll never know because it's on the
it's
radio.
On the radio, you can't see.
She's doing it right now.
Drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news. It's a two-parter today. That was part one. So many people out being drunk about the election over the weekend that we have split today's Alco Vox Pops feature into two halves. So bringing you the next one in around an hour's time?
Yeah,
about
pretty much.
Oh, by the way, I don't know whether I told you this, but you know we broadcast from College Green on Friday.
Okay? Yes, right. I did know that.
Yes,
I was there.
You were there, I know. But we were down there in the media hub of opposite the House of Parliament. And now, I was surprised about, given the current climate, the lack of security.
It's a public space, so technically anyone was allowed there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there was security and some police there to ask people for press passes to get in.
Yes, I arrived, and you're right, the College Green is public, but it's cordoned off for this particular event. And I was expecting to have to show my pass, and I just went up to the barrier and they said, "You?" And I said, "I'm doing a show on Talk Radio," and they just went, "All right," and waved me in. I didn't have to show any, and I thought that was odd for a start. But then I didn't know that College Green is built over an underground car park.
Yes.
Until I went, I asked someone where the toilet was.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, go out of that barrier there, round the corner, and down the slope, there's one in the underground car park. So I sort of wandered out of the barrier, and I went down the slope, and there's a gated entrance to the car park. And I thought, well, that's going to be locked. There's going to be maybe an intercom system. I have to press a button, maybe show my pass to a camera or something to get under College Green, where, let's not forget, the world's media was, along with many, many MPs of quite high calibre. I mean, quite a lot of, you know, important, influential people on College Green that day, right? But no, I walked through the gate, okay, nobody around, and obviously I just went to the toilet because I have not in the car park, I mean, I found the actual toilet, but I have no nefarious intent. But I was thinking, if someone did have nefarious intent, that wasn't a secure area, in my opinion. So I'm just calling that out now in the current climate. I'm just saying that didn't seem that secure to me.
Well, I felt safe.
Right. Did you go for a wee down in the car?
I did, actually, after our show. It's a very disgusting toilet.
Yes, it is. But did you not think there's no one down here?
I don't know.
It's underneath the whole shebang. It's basically Guy Fawkes underneath the Houses of Parliament. That's basically the same.
No, I don't think you could have.
I could have left a barrel of gunpowder.
Just rolling in the barrel.
Rolling it. No one would have stopped me. What are you doing with that barrel, sir? Nothing. Oh, on you go. There's just nobody.
So many policemen around Westminster, I felt pretty safe. It's like one policeman for every 10 people.
Not on the slopey bit where I went for a
week. Yeah, but you have to get to the slopey bit first.
Yeah.
I think you're just being a bit too worried.
All right. Anyway, just thought I'd give you a little bit of behind the scenes there of it. In the next half an hour, work experience punditry Sophie, she's our work experience, she'll be here to round up a bit of a break from politics for you for half an hour as we round up a week's worth of television, unless of course she's reviewing the news or something. Anyway, we'll find out. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. Another round of Alco Vox Pops as promised at around 3:20. And then in the last half an hour of the show, we bring you this. It is a game of lead singer of band or newly elected MP. There are a list of names, but are they an MP or are they the lead singer of a band? Find out after 3:30. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's here now at 2:30 with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Scottish First Minister says the government's decision to delay the Queen's speech raises real concerns. It sets out what laws ministers are going to try and bring in over the coming months and was due to be delivered on Monday. But Theresa May's in talks to secure the support of the Democratic Unionist MPs, while a cabinet member suggested parts of the Tory manifesto will be scrapped. SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon wants transparency.
I think it raises a very real question about whether this Prime Minister actually can put together a functioning government. It really does raise concerns and questions about what is being cooked up behind closed doors.
The number of nurses from the EU registering to work in the UK has dropped by 96% since the Brexit result. Figures show there were just 46 applicants in April. That's down from more than 1,300 last July. A powerful earthquake has hit western Turkey and the Greek island of Lesbos. The quake's been recorded as having a magnitude of 6.2. Thousands of people in Russia are protesting against President Putin. It's understood there have been hundreds of arrests across the country, including in Moscow and St. Petersburg. A passenger on board a plane which took off with a hole in one of its engine casings has described the experience as shocking. The China Eastern jet, which was heading to Shanghai, was forced to return to Sydney after the damage was spotted last night. And a new three-year study is beginning that will measure the effect of 20 miles an hour speed limits on our roads. Experts are going to be looking at how reducing the speed from 30 to 20 has affected road safety around Edinburgh and Belfast. The weather, wet and windy in the northwest, dry and warm in the southeast. Highs of 19 degrees is more in half an hour.
Spotted.
Victoria.
What?
You know the DUP.
Yes.
Why are they called that? Why isn't it called DUP? Because UKIP, they take the first letter.
Yes.
And then the rest of it's a word, so they just call it UKIP. Why aren't we calling it DUP?
I mean, you could try and bring that in, but I'm not sure it'll catch on.
I think we will.
I think we will. I think you could help us by doing it in the news.
In the news.
Because you're the voice of authority.
What about just DUP?
No, that's... You don't call it UKIP.
Well, it is sometimes. I mean, their election campaign was a bit of one.
That's quite good. Sounds like we planned that.
we didn't. That's the kind of quick wit you'd expect on this programme.
So from now on, D-up.
D-up.
I mean, I'm not going to promise anything.
It's a pity there's... I mean, is there a way of getting GID in front of that? Like...
Giddy up.
Because that'd be... sort of, you know, because people think they're a bit medieval. No one really likes DUP particularly, do they? Mm. So, but that would make them a bit sort of appear a bit more accessible.
People in Northern Ireland must.
Well, yeah, like some of them do.
I mean, they voted them in.
Giddy
the
up.
Most popular party there. Anyway.
Okay, good. Thank you for that. Nicola Sturgeon, by the way, said that Brexit. And this is her quote. Dead in the water, she said. A hard Brexit is dead in the water. Is that what she said?
Well, why are you asking?
Well, no, I'm just checking that's the quote.
She did say that.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But what I was thinking was, because earlier on, obviously, and we're not the first to do it, but many people were likening the texture of Brexit to the Bristol stool chart.
Oh, my God.
Right? So if you have a hard Brexit, right, all the way through to a soft Brexit, obviously there are various textures of Brexit, a lumpy Brexit.
John, I don't want to hear about this.
Just in the middle.
It's disgusting.
What I'm suggesting, though, is...
I think
a hard Brexit it would float in the water, whereas a soft Brexit would perhaps slip to the bottom of the political U-bend, is all I'm suggesting.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not a medical expert, but that's...
So you could put that in your news
I'm definitely not going
could
to.
Could you use the phrase rusty water liquid Brexit?
Definitely not.
Okay, just trying to help.
I mean, it seems like you're doing the opposite.
D-up. So, thanks, Victoria, who will be back in an hour's time with bonus news.
I wish I didn't have to be.
Mineral news today is on the way. She has to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter. So that's coming. It's bonus and it's on the way. In this bit of the programme, though, very shortly indeed, Sophie's here to round up a week's worth of television, or a weekend's worth of television for us. It's Work Experience Punditry. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, Work Experience Punditry then. Here we go with it. Here we go. It's where we take the work experience out of the office where they're stuck in a corner. An unlit corner, shackled to the photocopier. And we bring them into the bright lights of the studio. And give them real-world work experience by getting them to do something on the radio. Yes, work experience punditry. It's reviewing stuff. And whereas other pundits on other programmes will be paid professionals, work experience people are free, which is why we get them in here in accordance with the budget that this programme has. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Hi there. Good to see you. Again.
Again.
Yes. Now... television, is it?
It is television.
Okay, so what? We'll take traffic and travel in a moment, but we can certainly make an inroad. So, what are we going to start with?
Okay, so White Gold, the new BBC Two comedy.
Ah, yes. Now, this is from the Inbetweeners people.
It is, and Drifters, if you like that.
The band, the Drifters from the '60s.
No, the television program. Okay. On E4. You'd love it.
No one's watched that.
No. All right, so before we talk about it, I imagine there's a clip of some kind.
We do have a clip, yes.
There's a clip of White Gold. What is happening?
It's an exorcism. Don't worry, she's a professional white witch.
Oh, good. Just for a second there, I was worried.
Shh!
There. It's gone. You shouldn't have any more trouble.
Oh, thank God.
If you do have any more problems with the lights, then I'll get my boyfriend round.
Oh, was he a priest?
No, he's an electrician.
And you got tenner.
For what?
The witch services.
We're paying her for this.
I can throw in a quick tarot reading as part of the price. I sense a troubled soul in you.
Tarot reading? No offence, but if I want to appeal to a higher authority, it'll be someone with more clout than a tracksuit wearing grot bags.
It looked like I was going to have to take this one to the very top.
Dear God, Jesus. I mean, how does it even work? I promise to believe in you. Adjust my behaviour accordingly, and you do what? Give me a sign or feeling of hope. Do you still do the whole voice of God thing?
Vincent Swan, your prayers have been answered.
Ronnie?
No, it's God, you Burke.
That's a clip of White Gold from BBC
Two.
Okay, so from that we didn't really get the premise.
No.
What's it about?
Okay, so it's a comedy set in Essex in the early 80s, and it's about Vincent Swan, who is a double glazing salesman, and his team of salesmen in his window business.
Right. Mm. And from there, the obvious route is an exorcism, according to that clip.
Yeah, strange clip that.
Yeah.
It's better than that, promise.
Okay.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very good fun.
Good. I mean, is it... because it's got two of the Inbetweeners in it.
Yes, so it's got James Buckley and Joe Thomas, yeah, who are Jay and Simon in
okay.
The Inbetweeners.
And it's written by Damien Beasley,
who
co-wrote The Inbetweeners, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it like, for Inbetweeners fans, if you come to this, and is it like that? Is it...
similar sort of humour. So if you do like The Inbetweeners, you will enjoy it. It's got a kind of different style. So Vincent Swan, main character, actually addresses the audience. So it's kind of getting you as the viewer to kind of see his life.
Yeah. Although that happened in The Inbetweeners, didn't that device? Because Simon would do that.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose so. But this is actually sort of him, you see him speaking, right? Whereas in The Inbetweeners, it's,
oh, it's a voiceover.
Voiceover.
Yeah.
Which is quite, I quite like it.
Yeah. I mean, is it... the thing I have about it, because I haven't seen it, but I've seen some trails and clips and stuff. But the two from The Inbetweeners, because they look so young and still like The Inbetweeners, it just looks like, you know, obviously they're having to play sort of grown-ups in a grown-up world of window sales, but they just look like children dressed up in their dad's suits with false moustaches on.
It is a bit weird, and it's really difficult to get that out of your head. And they also kind of play the same characters.
Yeah.
Sort of. Which is also doesn't help the fact that you have to kind of pretend that they're not.
You're suggesting they are one note actors.
No.
All right, just checking.
But yes. But no, they are good in it, and you get over it. I've watched all six episodes.
Okay,
already.
So, yeah. All online.
Did you binge?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Over a few days, but I did watch a couple each day.
Is it laugh out loud funny or just sort of smile humour?
Ooh. A bit of both.
Oh.
A little bit of laugh out loud.
Have you seen it, Cornelius?
No, I haven't even heard of
it. A couple of
lols. I don't know what I've been doing all this time.
Well, you've been very busy as Talk Radio's political editor-in-chief.
That's right, yeah.
So, So that's,
I heard about that.
Don't have time for comedy.
Kept him busy. So in terms of where it sits in the pantheon of sitcom, I mean, is it... It's a little bit like The Inbetweeners, but...
It's in between.
It's in between The Inbetweeners.
Yeah. Which kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Not really.
It's incredibly frustrating to hear.
Well, that's why you're going to have to go and watch it.
Right.
You know, this is going to make you think, oh, how intriguing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But does it tear apart the world of double-glazed salesmanship?
A little bit, but then everyone's either got double glazing or doesn't want it nowadays, so it's not such a big business, so it's fine.
It's true, isn't it? But they call it finite.
You must be the first person to review it to actually think about the real double glazing, sort of the economy industry.
Yeah, so they call it white gold because it's white plastic and they make loads of money out of it. I like that.
But you're right, you don't hear a lot more. I mean, you used to get leaflets for Everest double glazing through your door all the time, didn't you? And all that. And there was a man on television, you won't remember this, too young, but there was a man called Ted Malt on the television, and he used to be inside double glazing, right, with a feather, and outside there was a great big fan, industrial fan, and he used to go, fit the best, Everest, the Everests are available, and he used to drop the feather while the fan was on, and the feather just dropped gently to the ground, and that's how they advertised the draft proofing of the double glazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember the big guy, I think it was Windows, where you go, you buy one, and then you get one free, and he's just pushing Windows down, sort of some double glazed rampage, just shouting, I said, you buy one, and you get one free!
It's a bit like Barry Scott.
Yes, he was. He was very much the thinking man's Barry Scott.
Smash! And the windows are gone.
Yeah.
All right, we've got to go to Traffic and Travel. Where are we going? Where are we going after that?
We're
going
to go to Dave. And
Dave.
Do you know Dave?
The channel.
Yeah.
I'm aware of it, certainly. Yeah.
With The Joy of Tex and Channel 4 Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, then. All on the way with Sophie, who's our work experience reviewing television. Talk radio in the afternoons. Traffic and Travel on the way.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data on from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
This week at TradePoint, when you spend, you save. Spend £50 and we'll give you a £5 off voucher. Or spend £100 and you get a £10 off voucher to spend on your next purchase. Offer ends 18th of June. Vouchers redeemable 19th of June to the 2nd of July. See in-store for more details. Trade only.
At first, I was worried I wouldn't belong in the army. I thought you had to be really athletic. And I didn't even like running for the bus before I joined. On our first run, I was struggling at the back, and one of the instructors slowed down. And instead of just shouting at me like I thought he would, he just ran with me. Thanks to him, I'm a physical training instructor now. I'll literally never forget how much he helped me that day.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army, be the best.
My thing, Guatemalan Cortado. As coffees go, it's pretty lively. Must have smashed out 24 spreadsheets in half an hour. Boom. Which is, funnily enough, what my laptop did when I spilt my Cortado all over it.
Oh, no!
So, I need a new one. 15-inch display, 1 terabyte hard drive, and no big price tag. Refurb it is.
Jake's thing. It's got to be a refurbished laptop from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for Hampshire's eastbound M27. There's a vehicle bumper in the road near Junction 9 for Fareham, and a lane's been closed off because of that. The eastbound M20 in Kent's heavy. Traffic's being held between Junctions 11A and Junction 12 near the Channel Tunnel. That's a rolling block there because of an accident involving three vehicles. The Newquay Road, the A3075 in and out of Newquay, still closed both ways because of an accident. And in Lichfield, the Birmingham Road remains closed, heading in and out of the city. A vehicle struck a bridge that's also affecting cross-city services in the area. I'm Joanna Adams.
If you pay for something, you should get to keep it, right? Yet with most mobile networks, you have to say goodbye to any data you haven't used at the end of every month. So say hello to Sky Mobile, the only network to automatically roll over all your unused data every month. And no matter what plan you choose, your data is yours to keep for 3 years. Plans start from £5 a month, and Sky TV customers also get free unlimited calls and texts. Search Sky Mobile and say hello to rolling your data on from £5 a month. Sky, believe in better. 12-month minimum term. Free calls and texts to standard UK numbers as a Sky TV customer. Standard price, £10. Acceptable use policy and terms apply. Redeem data per 1 gigabyte.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ian Lee, live from New York all this week from 10 o'clock UK time tonight. You think they'd have made a trail for that or something?
Yeah, it's not my
one there.
Nothing to do with me.
Fine. Anyway, you'd just think, wouldn't you? I don't know if you've seen any of the news. There's so much of it around at the moment. There was this election.
What?
Yeah, and Theresa May.
It was.
No. It was like almost the end of May in June.
Very clever.
And then Gove is back, and Comey, and the Trump, and the cabinet meeting's underway right now. Later on, Theresa May will be having to answer to the backbenchers at the meeting of the 1922 committee. I'm not sure what time that is.
It's at 22 past seven this evening.
Oh, yeah, hence the name. Anyway, the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around
Many
it.
Many people can't, Cornelius, certainly at the moment, not least the entire government. So we're here to help. Hey, government, if you're listening, here we are. Happy to help. More than happy to help, in fact. Ecstatic to help. Priapic to help is what I am. So here it is. The news, presented in the form of Japanese poetry to make it easy to understand. Five syllables. It's quite complicated as well. It's the news in haiku.
PM is a dead woman walking, says Osborne, from beyond the grave.
The news.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. So, work experience punditry. Sophie is one of them, and we've dragged her in from the office and we've shoved her in front of a microphone. She's reviewing television for us. We've already done White Gold. Is it TV White Gold? I forgot to ask you that.
It's TV gold
for you.
It's
TV White and it's TV Gold.
BBC Two, Wednesdays at 10.
Yeah.
Or they're all online now.
Yeah. We were talking because it's about double glazing salesman, isn't it?
Yes.
You were singing a little song for us.
It's a song. It's the advert that I say you buy one and you get one free. I'd say hideous man would push over windows.
Okay, good.
And, yeah.
Well, Court Jester has tweeted us to say that the hideous man to whom you refer there from those adverts was convicted of fraud. And I hope that's true, because I have just read that out.
I fact-checked it, and it's dodging income tax, so not quite fraud. That's more tax dodging.
Dodging, yeah, fine. But anyway, he was convicted of that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's what happens in White Gold.
What?
No way. For real.
No.
That's Vincent Swan doesn't pay
his
tax.
Is he hideous?
No, he's not actually.
They based it on that.
How interesting.
Well, there we go. There's another layer to it you didn't even know was there.
Didn't.
Spoiler alert, though.
He was this man from the advert was doing freelance work at Burnley FC as the match day room host. It's quite interesting, isn't it?
No. So where shall we go for the next moment of televisual feast?
We're going to Dave.
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 The Channel Dave.
The Channel Dave.
Okay, yep, all right. What about Dave?
Dave has a new show called The Joy of Techs. Technology.
Oh.
Techs.
Oh, right.
I don't know why they cut that short, but they have.
Okay.
So we'll go with it. This is Marcus Bridgestock.
Sorry, I was going to say it's a pun on The Joy of Sex. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Why.
Cool. Yeah. Marcus Bridgestock and his friend Alexis Conran.
He works here.
Does he?
Alexis Conran.
What do you mean, does he?
The voice of the Conman.
Yeah.
MasterChef man.
So the enemy of the Conman. He's not the voice of the Conman. That'd be terrible.
I'm surprised you don't know about this.
No, that's the guy from the window advert.
Yeah. Alexis Conran will be on the phone now going, hang on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does a show at the weekends on here. Marcus Bridgestock, stand-up comedian.
Yes. Mm.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're doing a show together because they've been friends for 20 years, apparently.
Is that how it works now?
Yeah.
Aren't you friends with Marcus Bridgestock?
Yeah, and I've been friends with him for about 20 years, so why didn't he ask me?
Yeah.
You didn't win MasterChef, though.
No, I didn't.
Did Alexis
Conran win MasterChef?
Yeah.
The voice of the Conman, what
happened? He won MasterChef.
The enemy of the Conman.
Yeah.
Won MasterChef, did he?
Yeah, apparently. They always refer to it.
I didn't know that.
I think it must be, I don't know.
Okay.
But he did.
What do they do in this programme?
So, basically, Marcus is very much against technology and...
Oh, that's the conceit they've come up with. All right, fine.
And Alexis, or Alex, as people call him, is very much for technology.
Yeah,
and against cons.
To be clear. Just like you, does he?
No.
So they battle it out to find which is the best way of going around general life things, technology or more traditional.
Well, let's
hazard a guess.
let's hazard a clip. This is what's it called, The Joy of Techs.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to get rid of your bad habits. You're going to wear one of these. It's a Pavlok. It goes on your wrist and it's capable of administering a very powerful electric shock. Put this on.
What? Why?
I'm going to put one on as well. Just to make it fair. Right. So, and the way you control them, I've put the app on your phone.
Right.
You can set the strength with which it zaps you.
Okay.
They don't just have to zap. They can vibrate or beep.
Why don't we put it on beep?
Because it would be half the fun.
Okay. So Stop you going. Can control mine and I can control yours?
Yes.
Ah! Oh, did it? It worked. Oh, good.
Okay, I'll check.
Oh! Yes, it
does
works.
Mine work?
Yes, okay. It works.
This is what I propose. The three habits we need to get rid of. You being on your phone.
Yeah.
Disgusting behaviour like blowing off, burping, farting and picking your nose. No,
fine,
you can't.
Fine.
Do it discreetly.
And number three?
And number three is if you're eating rubbish. The idea is you will associate doing one of those things with a bad electric shock.
Right. So they go around testing things.
Yes.
Essentially.
Yes.
And the conceit is that Marcus doesn't like technology.
Mm-hmm.
But Alexis,
loves it.
Con man, likes the technology. But he just said there, Marcus, it'll stop you being on your phone or something. Whereas that's technology, which undermines the conceit of the program, I'd say.
What if Alexis comes across a piece of technology that's being used to con someone? Does he like it or does he hate it?
Controversial.
Yeah.
This is very confusing.
Maybe ring
Alexis controversial.
Yeah.
Boy. Anyway. What's it called? What's a wristband?
I don't know. Didn't see that one.
All right. Pavlok's wristband. Right, so they put a wristband on. That's what they were testing.
Yeah.
And if you do something with your hands that you shouldn't be.
Yes, then... Right.
We should put one on Donald Trump. I would have thought...
It would fall off.
Oh yeah, good. Right, it's just slide off, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. And it'd still be able to. Anyway, good. So the programme?
Yeah, it's okay. It's
excellent.
It's Alex
is on the station.
Oh yeah, Alex. All right. Is it? Yeah,
it's excellent.
It's Alex.
Excellent. Yeah. It's okay. It's got sort of Top Gear-y vibe.
I was just about to say it sounds a little
Top Gear. And they test things out, and one's always got to be better than the other, and you know, there's the friendly sort of banter, poking fun of each other kind of thing, which is okay.
Yeah.
The only thing that's slightly weird is they sort of narrate it at the same time. Through voiceover,
right? Like with Top Gear, do that though, don't they?
Yes, but they do it
the Grand Tour
better.
Yeah, it's called now.
And it's just a little bit strange.
I see.
A bit too much.
Okay.
But that's just my personal opinion,
which is what we want. Yeah. So that's fine.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
But they did one where they went to the French Alps, and it was sort of Alexis had all these heated electric socks and scarves and gloves, and Marcus just had, you know, your standard thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, he won that heated competition.
I see.
But yeah, it's okay. Not too bad. You get to see some cool gadgets.
Yeah.
They had a cool potato peeler.
That's good, because I hate peeling potatoes. Yeah.
How does it...
You put the potato in, and then the potato spins around, and the peeler peels it.
That's cool. I might get one of those.
You can do three in the same time as doing one manually.
That is quite good, isn't it?
I suppose.
I could see that being useful. And what would be Marcus's objection to that?
Well, I don't know, really.
Because he loves peeling potatoes.
It worked on electricity, and Marcus is a staunch advocate of the anti-climate change debate. That's probably why.
Yeah, he used a nice Swiss Army knife instead.
Right.
But, you know.
All right. Well, we're running out of time, so we're going to have to go to the final one very quickly.
That's fine, no problem. The final one is The Handmaid's Tale. It's on Channel 4.
Okay.
Sundays at 9.
Yeah.
It's that new drama that they've put there. It's a US series set in a dystopian future, where there is a minority of women now who are fertile. So if they are, they are taken and they
are... That sounds very much like the film Children of Men.
Haven't seen it.
I don't know. Clive Owen, I think, was in that.
Unknown.
Is it based on that?
It is based on a novel by Margaret Atwood called The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, so it's based on that.
Yeah.
Perhaps Children of Men was based on... I don't know. Anyway, is it any use?
Yes, it's very good, actually.
All right.
I liked it a lot.
I want a new thing to watch, so maybe that could be it. Shall we have a clip?
Yes,
very quickly, definitely. Handmaid's Tale, Channel 4.
Hi. Hey. Did you see my baby? Isn't she beautiful?
She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Oh, I was so worried that she would look like her father. Caleb looked like his father. Mm. She does. She looks like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Janine, did you bite Mrs. Putnam?
Really, you can't. No, you don't understand. She is always grabbing Charlotte. She's always just grabbing at her. And I told her I was still feeding her. She wasn't done eating, and she just grabbed her from me.
Charlotte.
Her real name. I can do anything I want.
Have you watched all of these as well?
No, they are not for binging.
Ah.
One a week.
I see. They've done it in the old school way, which I kind of like. I admire people clinging onto that.
I like it.
Old school way of doing it.
I think it makes you want to watch it more as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, we haven't got much time, but overall, I'm getting a thumbs up from you, Sophie.
Yes, definitely.
Take it.
Really good.
So the premise is that... tell us again. So
there's sort of been a spread of infertility,
right,
and only a few women are fertile, and these women are sort of forced to repopulate the world.
I see.
And high status men are sort of, as a family, they are given a handmaid to repopulate the world.
I see.
Mm.
Right. How many episodes have we got?
There are 10. There's 3 so far on all 4.
Yep. All right. Well, we could talk more, but we can't because the news is on the way.
That's fine.
Thank you for coming in, Sophie.
No problem.
Pleasure to see you, as always. Sophie, there, work experience punditry, reviewing the television after the news at 3 o'clock. There will be today's big debate at 3:30. Victoria's bonus news will be here. We'll also have another round of Alco Vox Pops. Drunk people canvass for their opinions on current affairs. We recorded that over the weekend. Late at night, as people fell out of clubs and pubs and bars. And there will be a game of lead singer of band or newly elected MP in the last half an hour of the programme. Talk Radio in the afternoons, Monday. I'm John Holmes. News is on the way.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
There are over 15,000 products in the new Screwfix catalogue. Surprising how easy it is to pick up, really. The new Screwfix catalogue, packed with tools, accessories, and loads of great trade deals. Pick up your free copy from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
We all like to feel our money is safe. That's why I, an ordinary little piggy bank,
I'm becoming an armour-plated, rivet-reinforced, titanium-clad piggy bank.
And your money is just as safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
My thing, my abs. They're big on Instagram. Well, they were until I dropped a dumbbell on my phone. Anyway, I need a replacement. 12 megapixel camera for maximum muscle definition. But my budget is lower than my body fat ratio. So, you know what? It's got to be refurb.
Russell's thing. It's clearly a refurbished smartphone from eBay. That's as good as new with 12-month seller warranty. Buy refurbished tech on eBay and save up to 50% versus new. eBay. Find your thing.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, state opening of Parliament delayed, Borough Market set to open after attack, and find out the big name who's been added to the Glasto lineup.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has delayed the Queen's speech as she continues to try and form a minority government. The details of this year's legislative agenda were due to be revealed by Her Majesty next Monday. Labour MP Andy Slaughter has told Talk Radio he doesn't think the Prime Minister will be in position for too much longer.
I would be surprised if he's still there by Christmas, frankly, but that's speculation. I think what we all say is she's so holed below the waterline by this, because the one thing she said she would do, she's done the opposite of, yeah. And I don't think anyone can come back from that. But where that leaves us with Brexit is in a very, very weak negotiating position.
There's been a huge drop in the number of nurses from the European Union registering to work in the UK. Figures show a 96% fall in applications from the EU from July last year when compared to this April. The Duchess of Cambridge has met some of the victims of the London Bridge attack and the hospital staff who've been taking care of them. Kate's paid a visit to the London's King College Hospital, where she spoke to six patients who were caught up in the atrocity early this month. Meanwhile, the Managing Director of Borough Market says businesses are getting ready to open for the first time in the next few days.
It's going to be midweek this week, so watch out. We will be putting it out. I have to talk to the traders to make sure they're going to be ready. They are the most important people in this decision, so we'll be doing that very soon.
It comes as police investigating the attack have made another arrest. A 19-year-old's been questioned following a raid in Barking last night. A strong earthquake has hit western Turkey and the Greek island of Lesbos. The tremor measured 6.1. There's been damage to some buildings, but there's no immediate reports of injuries. And Hollywood star Johnny Depp is going to appear at Glastonbury later this month. The actor's going to be guest of honour at a new drive-in film area, while Liam Gallagher is going to perform at the other stage.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Okay.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, no, I'm not. Go on.
If you want to know what films he's doing, I can tell you.
I asked that earlier, but I didn't want to ask again in case you hadn't looked it up.
No, I actually have. Oh, right. So some of the films that he's chosen to show and we'll be chatting about will be with Nell and I, Dead Man and The Libertine.
Right.
There you go.
Wasn't he in The Libertine?
Yep.
It's a bit egotistical, isn't it?
Yep.
Wasn't even very good.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but it is egotistical.
Yeah. All right. So,
weather?
Yes.
Yeah, I do it.
Why not?
Yeah, so,
wet and windy in the northwest, yep, dry and warmer in the southeast. Highs of 19 degrees.
19 degrees. In half an hour's time, Victoria will be back, and she will have with her today's bonus news. The news bulletins are shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up because she gets paid the same. So we bring you at 3.30 on a daily basis, vegetable news, animal news or mineral news. That covers everything off. Today, mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's mineral news today.
Great.
Mineral
news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Great. Thanks, Victoria. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from the 2015 Sheffield, the election results in Sheffield.
Tottenham
forward Harry Kane will once again captain England in tomorrow's friendly with France. Boss Gareth Southgate's also confirmed that under pressure goalkeeper Joe Hart was never in his plans for tomorrow's game, with Tom Heaton and Jack Butland sharing duties between the sticks. Meanwhile, Southgate says a change in policy helped England towards their under-20 World Cup success. Victory in South Korea made them the first men's world champion since 1966. Southgate was under 21's manager before stepping into his current role. He says it's only recently that all England's youth side started playing around the world.
When I was a senior player playing against Brazil, it was the first experience I'd ever had of running out of a younger player used to playing against these other guys. More confidence, and now that they've won a trophy of this significance, there's a benchmark set for those that follow.
France-England is live and in full on TalkSport tomorrow evening. Finally, Sri Lanka have set Pakistan a victory target of 237 in TalkSport 2's live Champions Trophy game in Cardiff. Winners likely to play England in the last four on Wednesday. The loser goes out. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is.
5-8.
There we go. That is the sport, pre-recorded sport with Ben live from the 2015 Sheffield election result. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for the big debate. So, later today, Theresa May faces her backbenchers to answer questions as to why she's such an arse. A nakedly egotistical plan to claim a landslide majority backfired. Of course, critics blame her secretive nature and a manifesto plan she didn't share with the cabinet or indeed anybody outside her circle of advisers until it was too late. Or was the reason it backfired? Jeremy Corbyn, able to rally the youth vote of 18 to 25-year-olds who are clearly too young to remember how bad it was last time socialist policies like his were chucked at the electorate like scraps from Stalin's table. Hey kids, let's renationalise the railways because they were so great back then, like before you were born. No, they weren't. They were shocking. Hey kids, let's give the power back to the unions. Yeah, good idea. Then they can take all the power away from our houses by cutting it at night like they did in the 1970s. Now, on the line, listening to words that I've said, is Simon. Good afternoon, Simon. You've called Talk Radio. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hello, John.
Thank
hi.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Simon. Now, you've listened to words that I've said there.
Yeah, I did. I understand. You said them.
I did. And one of the words I said, Simon, was nakedly. Wasn't it? And you called in because that's got your goat, hasn't it?
It's a subject that's close to my heart, John, and I really wish you didn't say it, but it's a very sensitive subject to me.
You are calling, and let me get this right, and correct me if I am wrong, you are calling for no nudity at all.
At all.
This is including it on your own.
Uh-huh.
In a shower or a bath, say, in a sexy situation, whether on your own or with someone else, and indeed during medical procedures. No nudity whatsoever, fully clothed at all time. Why, Simon?
Well, it just makes us feel very sad, John, that nudity has to happen. Like, sometimes I watch videos on the internet where people are naked in them. They look like they're having fun. Why can't I? I don't feel comfortable naked. I look grotesque when I'm naked.
Yeah.
My belly overhangs substantially. My pubic hair is unruly. It's just tufty. I don't even want to tell you what my scrotum looks like.
Right, okay, well, don't either. So
Bob Mills, it looks like Bob Mills.
Right. Let's just bring in Philip there.
Big Bob Mills.
Yeah, we heard that. Philip's there on the other line. Good afternoon, Philip.
Hey, John.
Good to hear you. Now, Simon's called in. He's got a scrotum that looks like Bob Mills. What about you?
Oh, my scrotum's much more adorable than that. And let me tell you, you don't get to experience much of life if you're not showing your scrotum.
If you were to liken it to a presenter on talk radio, who does it look like?
Julie Harley Brewer.
That's
certainly.
What I
you know.
Assumed you were going to say. Anyway, so let's talk about this because it's a controversial subject, and we make no apology for hitting it head on, as it were. Simon is against nudity. He wants people fully clothed in showers, baths, sexy situations during medical procedures. You, Philip, though, quite the opposite opinion. You think no covering up at all. Let's all just walk around in the nudity.
That's right, man. I really feel like we're denying our animal selves when we overly encase ourselves in rotten fabrics. I mean, let it all out, man. Live life as an animal.
Yeah. Well, it's just you mentioned animals. Simon, are you against animal nudity out of interest?
Or if animals
just
naked, I'm against them.
Right, well, that's it, because animals are technically naked at all times. I mean, you sometimes see a coat on a horse, I suppose, or a
little jacket on a dog,
and a leg warmers on a badger. You know, whatever it might be. But I just wonder, if an animal is nude, which its natural state is, what's your feeling? Should we cover up animals? I mean, is that what your thought is?
Well, yeah, I do agree with that. One animal springs to mind in particular, it's the naked mole rat. Yeah. It's naked by name. Yeah. It's vulgar that it would even, you know, advertise the fact that it is naked in its name.
Yeah.
We should put clothes on it, make it the clothed mole rat.
The clothed mole rat.
Yes. A little tuxedo on it.
I've got
it. It looks smart.
It is an interesting thought, because, I mean, let me just throw some animals, naked animals at you. So you're saying cover it up. I mean, a horse's gentleman's horse region, cover that up.
Yeah.
A dog's lipstick.
Yeah, put the cap on it.
Put the cap on it. A cat's foof.
Put some pants on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, Philip, would you put pants on a cat?
I wouldn't. I would never put pants on a cat. If anything, I'm more inclined to either make sure that cats are with their balls brethren. And if I had a particularly fluffy cat, I would certainly give it a haircut, maybe even shave it bald.
Right.
I mean, it's what I do with myself.
Right. Well, I wonder where you stand on tea towel holders, Simon, because a tea towel holder, you know, often on the side of a cupboard or whatever in your kitchen, looks a bit like a cat's bottom, doesn't it, if you think about the round tea towel holder.
I don't know about your kitchen, John.
Well, I was going to say, what do you make of this trend now? For it's you know, in the old days, it used to be people putting stag's head on the wall and so on, didn't it? But now, you know, there is a trend, isn't there, for getting a cat and inserting it headfirst into a cupboard, so its actual anus is part of your is somewhere to hang a tea towel. I just wonder what you make of that, because that is a practical naked solution.
Well, no, that makes a mockery of the animal itself, and it's just a disgusting thing to look at.
Not
I wouldn't enjoy it. The cat won't enjoy it. No one's going to enjoy that.
Right, so cover everything up. A big blanket. Knit it.
You've got daughters. Do you know Build-A-Bear Workshop?
Yes, I do.
They sell those little teddy bear clothes. They'd be ideal for small animals.
Right, well, that's a fair point. And there are, often when you go into one of those Build-A-Bear Workshops, there are people in there doing that sometimes. So I'm just wondering about what you make of the stance of the DUP. They have said, of course, as part of the negotiations with the Tory party, that they would cover everything up with a big blanket. There's various things the DUP are very old-fashioned about, various views that they have. But they said old ladies knitting a big blanket, that's their stance. But who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that?
I'd put some of the bill here just to get everyone covered up.
Philip, yeah. Let me bring you back in, if you don't mind. Let's look at some of the history of this. Of course, nudity, we didn't even have nakedity in this country till Sir Francis Drake brought it back from his travels. You know, he came back, the history, they brought back tobacco, potatoes, and he stood in front of Queen Victoria fully naked as the day he was born with those potatoes and tobacco. And she looked at him. She looked him in the eye. And she said, that is interesting, the nudity, the nakedness. And she took her clothes off there and then. She took off her her crown, her ruff, as she called it. And she said, let us all be naked. And that's where that was when we were first naked in showers and baths, isn't it, in history, Philip?
It's true. It's true. This is what I've dedicated my studies to. I am a professor of nudity at Bath University.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that little bit, the world would have gone on happily, completely oblivious to the fact that Victoria was actually that shape. When she took off all of her clothes, she still looked like a teapot. But you know what? We wouldn't have known either way. And I feel like we have got closer to our ancient empress as a result, yeah. Historically.
And you're so it's dishonest to cover it up, really, isn't it?
I do. I feel like it's deception. I feel like we're hiding part of ourselves. If we're more open, then we can. It's a much better a political place as much as an emotional one.
Should we clothe? This isn't controversial. Again, Simon, this is a question for you, really.
Okay.
And you're part of this fully covered up lobby. Should we clothe, as some people say, infant children in the womb before they come out?
Yes. There should be a little army of old grannies knitting things,
yeah.
Like small garments, and just feed them up inside women and put them on, you know, like a sort of a ship in a bottle sort of thing, how you get like a little wooden ship into a glass bottle.
Yeah.
Well, it is kind of, like I said, people
you use the phrase as naked as the day you were born.
I don't use that.
No, you don't, but people do. But obviously, when you are born, you are naked, and your lobby, it's a fairly... you know, there are many of you in this lobby, I realise. But the idea that people are saying perhaps when the baby comes out, it just drops into a pair of lederhosen or something you can hang in the right angle to get the baby to just fall into, to be clothed as it comes out, rather than clothe it inside the womb.
That's a good idea. We haven't actually thought of that solution ourselves yet, John. It's a bit like that scene in Wallace and Gromit when Wallace is getting ready and he falls into the trousers.
That's exactly the model I was thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, we should do that. Okay. Can I use that idea?
Well, by all means, do. I mean, take it back to wherever you need.
I'm going to write it down now.
You need to take that.
Like Wallace and Gromit.
Have you heard about in Sweden, of course, this is interesting, the trials they're doing in Sweden, they actually can't get enough nudity. They actually shave an elk down to its bareness in order to make it more nude, and that's the only time they'll go into saunas with them.
Are you still there? What was that noise?
I don't know.
Okay, saunas, yes. Sweden, yes.
Okay, fine. Philip, final word to you. Just one word. Sum up the debate, please.
Animal.
Thank you. And Simon?
Bob Mills.
Good. There we have it. Let us know what you think. Do we need nakedity? Do we need nakedity in this day and age? We are, of course, in post-election Britain. We've got Bluetooth headsets now and 80s keyboard players in retro bands. Why do we need nudity? Why do we need it? Get in touch and let us know. And also, which member of the Talk Radio presenting team does your scrotum most look like? 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the Cup Final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Julian, Winston Wolf, your dishwasher caught fire and your kitchen's destroyed.
Yeah.
You need to get to a safe place pronto, or tonight you'll be sleeping with the Fishers over at number 42.
Hello! Ugh.
Relax. If you can't stay in your home after a fire, Direct Line will get you sorted with an emergency hotel within an hour of you telling them. Now get going, Mr. Fish is approaching.
Emergency hotel sorted within an hour. Can your home insurance do that? Excludes Highlands and Islands. Extreme weather conditions may extend response time. Terms and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
All Wren kitchens are half price plus an extra 20% off. And get a Neff dishwasher for just £179 when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 8 p.m.
American Golf's Father's Day deals are on. Hundreds of gifts from just $4.99. A pack of Callaway Super Soft balls, only $19.99. £10 off men's Callaway polo shirts. And £30 off the Garmin Approach S20 GPS watch. In-store or online at americangolf.co.uk.
Listen. Do you hear that? That's the sound of nothing. Sounds nice, doesn't it? At Ford, we like the sweet sound of nothing, too. That's why, we now have 0% APR representative across our Ford car range on 3-year Ford options. Visit your nearest participating Ford dealer today. Ford. Go further.
Retail only. Vehicles to be contracted from April the 1st to June the 30th, 2017 and registered between April the 1st and September the 30th, 2017. Finance subject to status. Guarantees may be required. Free post Ford credit. Exclude selected models. Please contact your Ford dealer for more information.
Stuck for Father's Day gift ideas? At B&Q, the Dremel Hobby Tool bundle with McAllister safety glasses and a pair of gloves is just £35. That's a saving of over £16. Hurry, offer ends Monday. So for great Father's Day deals, come to B&Q. Savings based on individual selling prices. Offer starts Friday 9th of June. See DIY.com for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lichfield, the A5127 Birmingham Road, that's partially blocked now in both directions. Slow traffic there due to a bridge being struck by a vehicle. That's between the A461 Falkland Road and Knoll Lane. In Kent, we have queuing traffic and two lanes are closed. That's due to an accident. Three vehicles are involved on the M20. That's eastbound between junction 11A and junction 12 for the A20. And at Cornwall, the A375 Newquay Road, that's closed in both directions due to an accident. Two vehicles involved. That's between Holt Road and Trevempa Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA Home Insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA Home Insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA Home Insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. A little bit of behind the scenes information there is that Marta, who is the technical operator, didn't make the microphones live.
What happened?
Let's find out why. Hi, Marta.
Hi, John. What's going on here is the Berlier player system.
A playout system, yes.
Yes. So the keyboard's got stuck and it's typing twos down to the infinite, and I can't stop it, and I don't know why.
That's quite good. I like that. The computer is just typing a number two. But it's just a number two. Perhaps it's just critical of this show.
it sounds like a conspiracy to me. Howard Hughes on it.
Cass has managed to stop it, but the number two in the keyboard, it just got stuck. Right. And
loads of twos.
Yes.
And that's why.
So
there were loads of number twos everywhere, all over.
Absolutely. I apologise, but
it's fine. No reason for the microphones not to be turned on.
Well, I only have two hands, ironically. I couldn't. Sorry.
Right there, a bit of behind the scenes for you. Now, shall we? Never mind behind the scenes. Why don't we pop out once more onto the streets of this fair nation, where drunk people gather at the week? Oh, we're going to do some reactions.
Yeah.
Oh, go on. I'll do that in a minute. I'll do that one in a minute. Here's some reactions to the big debate.
Lots coming in. John Ash is my scrotum doppelganger. That's coming from Dave Ashgold, who's on with Tommy Boy tonight at 7 in for James Well. John, it's not it's not the sight of genitals that makes me feel ill. It's the flappy sound of them. That's coming from someone who's blind.
Right. Thanks. Anyway, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
you
like.
Thank you very much indeed. And as I was saying, by the way, Big Debate podcast. I know that was something.
That was it, yeah. I knew that was something else.
Yes, the Big Debate, for those, we get so many messages saying, what an excellent podcast you have for this programme in the afternoons on Talk Radio, which is available every Friday our podcast comes out. By the way, if you want to download the current one, it is our Election Day Boxing Day. Election Boxing Day special from Friday when we were on College Green. And it's a very good one, if you didn't hear
it.
It's very good. So if you'd like to download that, you can find it at iTunes or talkradio.co.uk. And some people say to us, why isn't the Big Debate that you do every day available on the podcast? And the reason is that it gets its own podcast, you see. All the big debates, stretching right back to whenever they were available from, on podcast and in podcast form, just 15 minutes, a little perfect to listen to on a commute or a commode,
washing
whatever it is that takes you about 15 minutes during, you know, love making, whatever it is, right? Have a listen to the Big Debate podcast. And you can find that also at iTunes or talkradio.co.uk. There. Admin done. Let's meet drunk people. So at the weekend, what we do is we go out with microphone-based equipment and shove it under the drunken noses of people falling out of pubs and clubs and bars as we ask them for their opinions on the week's news. Yeah, it's radio, isn't it? That's Amazon Radio. It's called a Vox Pop, isn't it? You've heard them on many other shows where the general public are asked for their opinions and you get them, don't you? Whether you want them or you get the opinions. And we brought you part one of this earlier. Part two is now, so... Yes, it's Vox Pops, but from the drunkards. It's Alco Vox Pops.
Can I ask you a quick question, please? What do you think of the DUP?
Very random.
I'm not quite sure what they are.
Not too sure about them. Not sure about not liking gay people. I'm pretty sure I like...
I think the gays are all right.
Yeah, I like the
they're
gay
good.
People.
Yeah, they're good.
DUP don't.
Yeah. Probably not great, then.
No, they're pro-Trident. I think Trident's all right.
From what I understand, they're a bunch of, like, kind of fascist, homophobic, kind of relegates. I don't know, like, not really in touch with our politics, I guess.
They weren't really on my radar until recently, obviously since the coalition. And what I've heard about them, I'm not interested. I don't like them at all.
I just think they've got some very, like, prehistoric values and ways of, like, going about stuff.
A-OK. Strong and stable.
They hate abortion, they hate gay people, they're a bunch of... Outdated.
Will you miss Nick Clegg?
I don't know.
100%. Who's Nick Clegg? Who is he?
Probably not. Don't like what he did to students. Well, he didn't do much to students, but he, you know, he lied a lot. So, not really.
I probably won't. No, I'm Australian.
No.
Absolutely. He's a liberal hero.
I remember one time I shit my pants and I lost the pants that I shit myself in. I thought, the other day I was like, oh God, were those pants? I really miss them. Then I realised, actually, no, I didn't miss them whatsoever because they were shit.
No, he will not be me.
For so long, he's not been relevant. Like, who?
But yeah, who is he?
Probably not.
Who should become our next Prime Minister?
Corbyn.
Margaret Thatcher.
Definitely not Whiff Waff, Boris Johnson. Anybody else?
Boris Johnson, 100%.
Ooh.
Other than myself. Jesus.
What about that Labour bloke? Someone just told me that he had a manifesto that was kind of good.
He had a good manifesto, but Corbyn's an idiot.
It's a bit of a...
Yeah. Not Theresa May, anyway.
Beyonce would be all right.
Beyonce, I'll take Beyonce. Yeah.
If she runs the world, don't she?
Yeah. Corbyn all the way. What a ledge.
Coalition, Nigel Farage, Nick Clegg.
Chucker and Minna.
There you go, drunk people and their opinions. It's Alco Vox Pops. Recorded outside pubs and clubs and bars over the weekend. And I think in many ways that gets to very much the heart of the matter. I think that's important. Drunk people's opinions should be taken into account. Right? Now, here's what's coming on the next bit of the programme. 4 o'clock, though, Sam Delaney with you for Drive Time. After that, Tommy Boyd is in for James Whale all this week. Ian Lee, live from New York City. New York. He's in New York. Why is he in New York? Does anyone know?
I think he just went. He just wanted to go.
Fine.
He sorted it.
All right. I'd like to go to the Maldives. Could we do our programme live from the Maldives?
Live from the Maldives. John Hunt.
It's the afternoon show on Talk Radio. In the next half an hour, though, here's what you'll get. Victoria's bonus news. It's on the way. It's mineral news. And you will get a game of newly elected MP or lead singer of a band? Which out of the names on the list is it? Newly elected MP or lead singer of a band? On the way in the next half hour. Talk Radio in the afternoon is just coming up to 3:30. Victoria is laden with news.
Talk Radio.
It's been confirmed the Queen's speech has been delayed from its original date of next Monday. The decision suggests that Theresa May is still trying to get the DUP to commit to supporting her minority government. There are questions over what will go in the speech, with several manifesto pledges expected to be watered down or even dropped. Tory MP Tim Lawton has told Talk Radio there's no plot for a Conservative leadership election.
That will be bad for the country. That will be unsettling for the country at this particularly unsettling time. There is nobody, unless I've been completely missed off the list, who's sort of circling the tea rooms or making calls saying, what about such and such for leader? Boris yesterday made a very, very clear statement to all colleagues that now's the time to rally behind the Prime Minister.
Meanwhile, the PM is meeting with leading members of her cabinet formally for the first time since last week's election. A planned full cabinet meeting was postponed this morning. There's been a huge drop in the number of nurses from the EU registering to work in the UK. It's fallen by 96% since the Brexit referendum. The management at Borough Market says businesses are preparing to open midweek. They've been closed since the London Bridge attack just over a week ago. Meanwhile, some of the people who were injured have met the Duchess of Cambridge. The highest court in the UK has launched proceedings in Scotland, which is the first time ever outside of London. The Supreme Court is hearing several appeals in Edinburgh this week. And Jeremy Clarkson has revealed he thought Richard Hammond had died after a huge crash while filming the Grand Tour. The presenter says his knees turned to jelly after he realised what happened. The weather dry for most tonight. Chance of some rain in central and northern areas. Lows of 10 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be rather cloudy. A patchy rain across the northern half of the UK. Elsewhere's going to be mainly dry and sunny. Feeling warm with highs of 21. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Yes.
Yeah. It's time for bonus news. And in the words of Clarkey, who has just sent a tweet with the hashtag GetOnWithItVictoria, Mineral News is the bloody best. I love it. It's time for bonus news. Victoria making the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She still gets paid the same. Animal news, vegetable news. And today,
Mineral News.
It's Mineral News.
Okay, Clarkey, I'm getting on with it. So, double Paralympic champion Kadina Cox, who's an MBE, has had two of her IPC Athletics World Championship medals stolen.
Oh.
So, she says they've been taken from her car that was parked outside of her home in Bury. And these are gold medals. So she won the T37 women's 100 metre and the T35 or 35 to 38 four times 100 metre relay in 2015 World Championships in Doha. Mm. And she says she's gutted. And they were her first world medals for both sports. And they're worth more than any amount of money. So.
Why would you leave your medals in the car, though? Just, I mean, presumably they were in view.
I don't know.
Hanging from the wing mirror.
Yeah.
Sort of like one each.
Or maybe the mirror in the like
the
an air freshener.
One. Yeah.
Just hanging
yeah.
down. But I mean, I can see why if you've won a couple of medals, you might want to hang them off your mirror just to go, look at me, I won the medals. But leaving them in your car, presumably they were in view. I mean, I don't know that they were.
I think it's maybe wrong to assume they're in view.
But
I don't know whether they were or not, but I don't think...
But somebody breaking into a car chanced upon the medals. That's
she could have had them in her glove compartment or in the boot or something.
Yeah.
Never put valuables in the glove compartment. It's always the first place they go to.
I put gloves in there.
Do you?
Just to disappoint any...
Cheap gloves.
Any burglars. Not even good gloves.
No, good.
Sometimes fox gloves that I pick. I just put those in there.
Some dead flowers.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I can't imagine you picking flowers.
Bit of a humble brag, this story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, someone's stolen my gold medals. At least you had gold medals.
That I got.
Yeah.
Moving on. NASA's Mars Curiosity rover has discovered a variety of minerals on the red planet.
Ooh.
So initial samples of rocks collected by the rover, which are in the lowermost layers of Mount Sharp on the planet, suggest that conditions change in the water environments on it over time.
What type of minerals?
I don't know.
But it's mineral news.
Yeah, but these are a variety of minerals,
yes,
men.
But what
yeah, but, you know, a couple of examples.
Just
dress it up a bit.
That's what I had to do.
When has that ever happened on the 10 o'clock news?
I said, Hugh Edwards or someone just going, and things have happened today. I'll just Google it.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? If I had access to the internet right now in the studio, then I would.
I do. I can do it.
There you go.
What should I search?
Search Mars. NASA Minerals. NASA or Minerals. Mars Curiosity Rover Minerals.
Great. The country wants to know. While he's doing that,
I've got another story, which is also sciencey and minerally.
Yes.
So scientists have found what's believed to be the world's oldest mushroom fossil from 115 million years ago.
Mineral News.
Is that the end of Mineral News?
No.
Oh. The music ran out.
Put it on again.
Okay.
Mineral News.
The mineralised mushroom was discovered in a limestone layer in northeast Brazil. So if you want to, do you want to know how this happened?
Yes, I do.
So,
are you going to make me Google it?
No, I've got more info on this one.
All right.
So the ancient mushroom began its journey and becoming a fossil by falling in a river. It then made its way into a highly saline lagoon, sank through layers of salty water and was covered in layers of fine sediment and in time became a fossil. And during the fossilization process, its tissues were replaced by pyrite, also known as fool's gold, which later transformed it into a yellowish mineral called geothite.
That was quite detailed.
Yeah, that was much better.
Does that make up for the NASA one?
Mm.
Well, did you discover anything, Cornelius, about the minerals on Mars?
Just got onto the page due to the internet here, but
that's great quality.
Again, this doesn't happen on other programmes.
I don't think so.
People tend to have done the research.
No, it doesn't say. Oh, here we go. Curiosity even found a mineral called tridymite, which is somewhat perplexing, John.
Is it?
As it is found on Earth, for example, in rocks that are formed from partial melting on the Earth's crust or in continental crust. A strange finding because Mars has never had plate tectonics.
There you go.
Well, that is controversial, isn't it?
Yeah, really controversial.
What do you make of that?
Yeah, right. Victoria, as a mineral news expert,
yes.
What are your opinions?
It's highly perplexing.
It is, isn't it?
Just like that word.
I know. Oh dear, I should have some more coffee.
Yeah. Oh, is that the end of Mineral News?
That's the end. I've done it.
News.
There you go, Clarky.
Mineral News.
Could you keep doing it to the end of the music?
Minerals, minerals, news, news, news. Mm. Mineral news. Mineral news with mushrooms. Mineral, mushroom news.
No, really,
with
it?
Some medals in the mineral news. Stolen medals. Then NASA Curiosity Rover, which landed on Mars 5 years ago. No, I didn't say that line. It's just knowledge. It landed on Mars in 2012, and now it's discovered a variety of minerals, including the one that Cornelius said, which is highly perplexing.
Tridymite.
Tridymite, yep. And then there was the mineralised mushroom, which...
20 seconds.
Little quiz. How old do you think it is? Were you listening, John?
No.
How old's the mushroom?
Wasn't listening.
Why weren't you listening? You make me do this. It's 115 million years. Oh.
Mineral news.
There.
Happy.
It's the nation's favourite.
If I had Olympic gold medals, at no
they
point would
Olympic
I...
They weren't Olympic gold medals.
Oh, whatever they were. I would never take them off.
They're from the World Championship.
Never.
But she also did win gold medals in the Paralympics.
But I wouldn't leave them in the car.
I'd just never take them off. I would walk around with them, letting everyone know how much better I am at them.
Well, we all know you're quite lazy because you never take those clothes off. It's always the same outfit every day.
Do I come back at that?
It's not the same outfit every day. I always change my T-shirt. And I just have several pairs of these jeans because I like them.
Whatever.
Mineral news. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we're going to bring you game action. It will be a game of newly elected MP or lead singer of a band. It's from a list of names, but can you work out whether it's a newly elected MP or the lead singer of a band? We'll be doing it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take traffic and travel right about
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Luckily, we're more equipped than ever to defy it. It's time to rise up against cancer.
Calling all rebels! Talk Radio have teamed up with Stand Up to Cancer, and together we're raising funds and raising the roof in a series of fearless challenges.
From a close shave with hair-raising results
to making serious dough from a ballsy bake-off.
Get inspired, join the rebellion, and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
All good things must come to an end, and Matt's beloved work boots have just trod their final step. Time to click and collect from Screwfix. Whatever you need for the job, with Screwfix you can check stock online, then just click and collect in as little as 1 minute from any of our 520 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings, so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is Belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
So you've been pondering the idea of getting rid of your greys with Just For Men for the first time, and you're curious, is it fast? Easy? Why, yes. It's faster and easier than, say, fighting over the remote with your wife. You want the match, she, that blasted singing contest thingy. Take me home. On the flip side, you could have been done getting rid of your grey with Just For Men by now. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Hey, your hair looks so good, she might even turn off the telly. Just For Men. Find it in the men's aisle.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In West Yorkshire, we have one lane closed due to a tyre on the road. That's on the M1 northbound between Junction 39 and Junction 40. In Greater Manchester, heavy traffic there due to an earlier broken down vehicle. That's on the M62 eastbound. That's between Junction 19 and Junction 20. In Cheshire, we have one lane closed in queuing traffic. That's due to an overturned van. That's on the M6 southbound between Junction 16 and Keele services. And in Kent, we have queuing traffic in two lanes closed due to an accident. Three vehicles involved on the M20 eastbound between Junction 11A and Junction 12. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Skeletor got 10% off his AXA home insurance at Money Supermarket, and now he feels like his Havoc staff's a twirling baton. His boots are ballet slippers, like he's got the music inside him, like he's going to live forever. Get 10% off AXA home insurance, another epic deal, exclusively from Money Supermarket. Offer ends July 13th. New customers only when purchasing AXA home insurance through Money Supermarket. Discount excludes certain add-ons. See Money Supermarket for full T's and C's.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Sam Delaney with you from 4 Drive here. Here as in on the radio. I'm not imploring you to drive here. That would be ridiculous. The road's quite narrow outside and there's a lot of people double parked. But anyway, that's the parking's complicated. The news is also complicated, isn't it? May is going to face back benches. She's had the first cabinet meeting with the new cabinet, of course. What we're learning is that this is breaking news. Boris Johnson punched Michael Gove in the face with that whole stabbing,
didn't
backstabbing
happen. Didn't happen.
Leadership thing. Negotiations with the EU, something. Queen's speech delayed, something. Something. The news is quite complicated today.
Isn't it? Can't get my head around it.
No, well, we've had many guests on this afternoon. Colonel Bob MP.
My MP.
Your actual MP, Colonel Bob Stewart, came on, of course, to tell us about Michael Gove's appointment. He's a friend of Michael Gove. He spoke to us from the House of the Terraces of the
friend
House.
Friend of the DUP, apparently.
The D up.
I'll D up, of course, yeah.
He spoke to us from the House of Commons and actually assured me, put me in my place in many ways, when I accused him of drinking from a subsidised bar. He told me that the bar was not subsidised at the House of Commons, which I assumed it was by taxpayers, but he said not. Anyway, so that happened. Then we had a politics professor on telling us about the consistency of the Brexit that he thought would happen now. And he said it was going to be a Ferrero-Rocher Brexit.
Oh, yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
He said it was going to be a hard Brexit on the outside, but a soft Brexit on the inside.
So that doesn't account for the whole nut right in the middle of the Ferrero Rocher.
No, that's true. We didn't get that far. Mm. But it gets hard again. So it's a hard Brexit on the outside, then a soft Brexit underneath, but then a very hard Brexit.
In geography at school, we were all given Ferrero Rochers to explain the makeup of the earth. Because it was a crust and then lava, and then it goes hard again in the middle.
Right.
And that was a lesson.
Great.
So I just thought we were doing Ferrero Rocher anecdotes.
No, but if we were, that was fine.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so save it for when we are.
Oh, we should do it on Friday, the whole show.
Yeah, great. Text your Ferrero Rocher anecdotes, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a Ferrero Rocher anecdote.
Thanks very much indeed. We can get through some of those. Right, it's all very complicated, as I was saying, but it's all right, isn't it? It's complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Don't worry about it. We've got Japanese poetry versus the news. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We explain the news in haiku.
Michael Gove is back, 'cause that's how to win over the electorate.
News in haikus. So if you were in a geography exam now, would you put down to the answer to the question, what is the Earth's makeup? Would you put chocolate shell, caramel, nut?
I'd probably just smash a Ferrero Rocher into the paper and hand it to the man and walk out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or woman.
Or trans.
It doesn't matter.
Exam invigilators can identify however they wish.
Yeah.
Let's be clear on that. Right, shall we play a game of newly elected MP or lead singer of a band?
Seems fitting.
Let's find out who's playing today. Oh, look, Will is. Hello, Will.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you, Will?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just chilling in a cafe,
Nice. All right, yeah. So chilling in a cafe. What have you imbibed? What have you enjoyed in the cafe, Will?
I'm being a bit of a hipster here. I've had an iced coffee with some oat milk because my girlfriend got me into it.
Sorry, what milk?
Oat milk.
Oat milk.
That's a new one.
Milk. Right.
Yeah, it's like meant to be really good for you, and I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you use that in porridge? Because that would just be oats and oat milk. That would just be a bowl of oats.
Double oats. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Good. All right. Do you pretend? No, it's all good. Do you pretend to like it to appease your girlfriend, or?
No, I'm a lot more into it now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like having porridge and coffee. It's weird, but you get used to it.
Not good. Okay. Well, so what do you do, Will, when you're not imbibing of the oat?
I work part time in a pub in New Cross.
Oh, okay, in London. Ooh. All right. Okay. Well, what's your knowledge of the election? I mean, how was the election for you, Will? I mean, you. Do you fall in the 18 to 25 bracket, Will, or are you?
No, I'm in the 18 to 25, but I'm 22.
Right, okay, so that's slap bang in the middle. So you essentially are responsible for Corbyn's success then?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
All right. It's good to have you on. What's your politics knowledge like, Will?
I'm pretty good.
All
yeah,
right.
I'm a fan of Attlee and Wilson, and yeah, I'm a big Labour fan anyway.
Big Labour fan, all right, okay. Well, and your musical knowledge?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I like, you know, I like to keep a collection around.
Well, what you're gonna, it's gonna combine both of your knowledges. Because we're gonna play a game of newly elected MP. So it's an MP or lead singer of band. You'll just get their names. You need to say MP or singer. That's it, Will. You will be playing against paid intern Cornelius. Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, Will.
Hi there.
And hello, Cornelius.
And Asprod Cass, she's the assistant producer through the glass, will be keeping score. Now, it's alphabetical order, of course. Will versus Cornelius. Will first. Here we go. Newly elected MP or lead singer of band. First of all, Chris. Will, Chris. I mean. I don't know who Chris is. Oh, I know why I said Chris, is because the first one's called Chris. Chris Hazard. Is that an MP or the lead singer of a band?
Is it a lead singer of a band?
No, he's a Sinn Féin MP. Chris Hazard. He's got two Zs in Hazard.
Wow.
Cornelius. Deborah Dyer.
Deborah Dyer. How's Dyer spell?
D-Y-E-R.
I'm going to go for MP then.
No, it's the real name of the lead singer of Skunk Anansie.
Oh.
Deborah Dyer.
Susie Sue.
That's the Banshees.
Yeah.
Skin, I think you'll find, is her
station.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, band, lead singer of band or MP, Phil Hollowbone.
Gonna go for MP.
You're right, he's a Conservative MP for Kettering. Very good.
Yes.
Grant Nicholas.
Grant Nicholas.
No, Grant Nicholas.
Grant Nicholas. MP.
Lead singer of Feeder.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wes Scantlin, Will. Wes Scantlin.
Band leader.
Yes, Puddle of Mud is the band he's the leader of. Cornelius. Derek Twigg.
Band.
No, Labour MP for Hatton.
Hatton. Should have known that.
As Talk Radio's political editor in
chief.
Dukey Fly Swatter.
Dukey Fly Swatter.
Dukey Fly Swatter.
I'm going to go for, you know, okay. His name is a misdirect. Band leader.
No, really an MP. No, he's a band leader. You're absolutely right. From the band Haunted Garage. So there you go. Krigel Glansman. Krigel Glansman.
I'm going to say a Scottish MP.
No, lead singer of Alluviette.
Scottish band.
No, they're not. Okay, Will, your turn. We're a Hobhouse.
We're a
Hobhouse.
Like Hobhouse.
Yeah, like Hobhouse.
I'm going to go for MP.
You're right, Liberal Democrat, Bath. Well done, good. Cornelius, Jizzy Pearl.
I can't imagine an MP having that name, so I'm going to go band.
Lead singer of LA Guns, yeah. Very good. Laura Pidcock.
Laura Pidcock,
yeah.
Okay. MP.
Yeah, Labour. Northwest Durham. Very good. William Quince. Band or MP?
MP.
Yes, Tory MP.
Tory MP, you're right.
From where?
From the UK.
Colchester.
Colchester specifically, yes.
Lead singer of band or newly elected MP? Tony Kakko.
That has to be a band leader.
It is a band leader, you're right. From the band Sonata Arctica.
Yeah. Wow.
I've never heard of him.
I know. Fat Mike.
Fat Mike is definitely in a band.
Yeah.
Also, there wouldn't be an MP called Fat Mike.
Well,
he's in the band.
No, you do never know. That's right. He's in the band called No FX.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I knew that.
No, he didn't. Andrew Montgomery.
Oh, that could be a misdirect. I'm going to go band leader.
You're absolutely right. Well, not fallen into the trap of. He's the lead singer of the band Geneva, Andrew Montgomery.
What was the trap there?
Well, the trap was Andrew Montgomery does sound like an MP, doesn't he?
Okay.
Which is the route I thought that Will would go down.
So the whole game?
Yeah, basically. Sums up. Although Fat Mike was pretty obvious. Nigel Dodds.
Band member.
No, a member of the DUP, the DUP.
The DUP.
From Belfast North, Member of Parliament, Belfast North. Tonya Antoniazzi. Tonya Antoniazzi.
I'm going to go for MP.
You're right, Labour MP for Gower. Very good.
It thought it'd be a UKIP.
And finally, Cornelius, band leader, band lead singer of band, or MP, Marie Rimmer.
Oh, my God.
Please be an MP.
From St Helens South,
yes!
She's a Labour MP.
Rimmer.
Stop saying that.
Stop.
So, let's go to Cass and work out the scores, of course, in today's game of band or MP.
Just starting the system.
Oh, they've got to fire the system up there. Okay. All right, here we go. So, sorry about this, Will. We have to fire up the system to work out the scores. It's a very slow system, for which I apologise. Firing it up. Bear with us.
There goes my hearing.
I know, mine as well. Enjoy your oaty milk while we now work out the scores. Cornelius is going to type in your details into the system.
How do you spell Will, Will?
W-I-L-L. No.
Sorry. It hasn't. No. It's not accepting that.
W-I-L-L.
Double L-I-L.
No,
sorry, Will.
W.
There's two U's. That's two U's. Yes.
No.
Oh, no, it's saying no.
Ah, Gordon Bennett.
Gordon Bennett. Yeah, it's having that. Okay, I'll print it off.
W-I-L-L.
It's done now, Gord.
So, we're just printing off the scores. So, this determines the winner. Is it played in St Cornelius or is it Gordon Bennett there sitting in a cafe? let's find out. It's a very slow printer. Again, apologies for the quality of the printing.
Oh.
There we go, right. As broadcast. Right, okay. What are the scores, Cass?
Cornelius got 4.
Yes.
And Gordon got 8.
Gordon's a winner!
Hey!
Well done, Will. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you very much for playing there. That's
pleasure.
That's Will in the cafe. So that's just about it from us then, isn't it? That's all we've got time for today. Now, we will be back tomorrow between 1 and 4 o'clock here in the afternoons on Talk Radio. Tomorrow we'll be chatting to a Kickstarter. That's what we like to do on a Tuesday. If you have an idea for a crowd fund, if you've got a Kickstarter project and you'd like to come on the radio to talk about it, to kick it up the arse, then why not come on the radio in order to do so? You can get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
There'll also be a game, of course, of our newish game, Snowflake Buckaroo. A snowflake having trigger words hung on them. But how long before they kick off and run to their safe space? Snowflake Buckaroo on the radio tomorrow. Sam Delaney with you next. Here he is. Hi,
Sam.
You've
got to get Rudd involved in that.
Rudd's already...
He's the snowflake, isn't he? He's the one they all look to. He's an icon. They'll print him on his face on their money once they start their own currency, which they will, because they probably think all of our currency is sexist and racist.
Because it's just got men and women on it and stuff, and not other people. So, yeah, you're right. What's on yours?
Oh, we got a good show.
Of course you have.
We've got Harriet Harman, the former Deputy Prime Minister, up first, talking about what Labour's next move should be.
That's very good.
Then we've got Gavin Rossendale. No, not the lead singer of Bush. But the new Northern Ireland secretary.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He should have appeared in our game of MP or frontman.
Yeah, he should, yeah.
He'll be telling us just how racist and homophobic the Tory policies will have to be in order to engage with the DUP. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
D-up.
Yeah. And what else have we got? We got the political editor of BuzzFeed on telling us what's the next move for the Tories. Why are you making a face? Well, that's a great booking.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know BuzzFeed did politics.
Well, you're a fool then, because it's digital outlets like that that swung the election and got all those young people engaged.
Yeah.
Can you talk about lists of cats?
They don't do that anymore. I'm getting gay. Just because you only read the Financial Times every morning on your train in from Surrey in your bowler hat. Get with the programme, Grandpa. Anyway, that's it. I can't remember. Oh, we've got book reviews as well. That'll be good.
All right.
And so don't worry. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Well, we'll get with your programme.
Do you know what? Get off air so I can beat up your valet or whatever he's supposed to be. Yeah, Con is. He has made an unfair eye roll at every single thing I've said about my show.
He has. I agree. But to be fair, have you seen his eyes? I mean, I don't know how you can tell.
Yeah, he's wobbly-eyed, yeah. It's true.
He looks like Sid the Sloth from the front of the Ice Age DVD.
We're running late, in guys.
And whose fault is that, Cornelius?
It's next. Sam Delaney is with you next. We're back tomorrow, 1 till 4. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.